I guess. Take three, second sticks.
Yeah. Deep fake Jay. Another one of those. This is for my nigga Q. Down the burr, 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 burr. You know how we roll. There's so many that don't know. Gotcha, bitch. This goes out to my nigga Q. Rest in peace, baby.
The drama, the guns, the armor, the city, the farmer, the babies, the mamas, the projects, the drugs, the children, the thugs, the tears, the hugs, the love, the slugs, the funerals, the wakes, the churches, the coffins, the heartbroken mothers, it happens too often, the problems, the things we use to solve them, Yonkers, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Harlem, the hurt, the pain, the dirt, the rain, the jerk, the fame, the work, the game, the friends, the foes, the hoes, the studio, the shows, comes and goes, the jealousy, the envy, the phony, the friendly, the one that gave him the slugs, the one that put him in me, the snakes, the grass, too long to see, the lawnmower sitting right next to the tree.
Bars.
Bars. Fuck that, this shit gon' ride today, goddammit. Orin with his producer eye like, we gotta wrap the music up. Nah, it's DMX, baby. We ride today. We ride, baby.
What we're seeing is the streets, the cops, the system, harassment, the option. Get shot, go to jail, or get shot.
I want his fucking phone. Look at his phone. I want him to look at his phone.
The warning, try not to get in trouble. The snitches, the eyes, probation, parole. The new charge, the bail, the warrant, the hole, the sentence, the bus, the ride.
Nah, it feels so good.
The greens, the boots, the yard, you caught the fighting.
Bam, 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 bam.
Keep the chain.
Gotcha, bitch.
You already know, man, what it is, man.
Yes, sir.
It's High Class Dirtbags Podcast.
High Class Dirtbags.
Thank you for our listeners. Thank you for our viewers. We see you. You know what I'm saying?
He's back.
And as always, it's your boy Olansky. Three eyes on Instagram. Two eyes in person. And one eye on motherfucking paper.
That might have been your livest intro.
Yeah, he did that shit.
Let's
go.
Shit. You did it right this time. What you did the first time. You know what it is.
Let's go, man.
Always been in this chair. It's your boy JR, Blurdy J on IG. Holla at your boy, High Class Dirtbags. High Class Dirtbags closing. High Class Dirtbags podcast. You know what it is. Bitch.
You already know who this is. Flames P. Your dog, Flames P36 on Instagram, man. You already know Twitter, all that other shit, man.
You know, it's the man with no introduction. Drew Lucky. I got my second Fauci ouchie shot last night. So I'm a little, you know, out of it. But,
vaccinated,
you know, I'm
vindicated.
Done. I'm motherfucking done with this bullshit.
Did you figure out your powers yet? What do you have?
My dick grew 3 inches overnight.
It fell off, you said?
No, overnight. Grew up.
Now he has a 3-inch dick, everybody.
Welcome to the club, man. Welcome to the club, baby. His balls dropped.
Pop, pop, pop.
The shot has his balls dropped.
Hi.
Man, gunshots to that motherfucker.
And you already know what it is, man. Like we said before, it's the High Class Dirtbags Podcast. And today, we started this episode off with DMX.
They don't know.
And for those of you who don't know, we're taping this Easter weekend, and unfortunately, DMX had an overdose.
It's Easter Sunday, to be exact.
It is Easter Sunday, to be exact.
Facts. And he's in the hospital currently right now. For all of our listeners that have been following us since day one or just in season one,
you know.
Y'all already know we always talk about DMX and every other episode. Every time you hear a dog barking,
right,
we be like, yo, that's DMX in the background recording his ad-libs. But
right,
shout out to the real DMX, man.
Shout out to the real dog.
I just had to let that ride.
He wanted the ghost to meet. He wanted the ghost to meet. I'm going to be honest. He wanted the ghost to meet.
Oh, he definitely.
Facts.
I'm going to have to put him in my top five that are alive.
Yeah, he one of those goes to me, though.
Preferably alive.
Because DMX had you on that shit like, yeah, I got to do all this stuff just to survive the streets. But shit, like, I'm just trying to survive. Like, I ain't doing this shit to hurt nobody. I'm just doing this for my family.
DMX was like the definition of like an actual.
Hell no, this motherfucker did hurt motherfuckers in his songs. Just specifically he said about robbing motherfuckers.
Yeah, but
he could have done it other ways.
This was facts-based. This was facts-based on shit that he actually did.
Yeah, it was a stick-up kid. I'm not saying that.
It wasn't no glorification.
I'm sure a stick-up once or twice went the
wrong way. But he never glorified that shit.
Man, I don't know. I think I
didn't say go rob niggas.
Yeah, he did. He totally did.
Hold on.
He was totally on that.
But what I'm saying is he been like one of the realest
He was real about it.
Like,
yeah.
Niggas who rapping, who like, you know, you just a real person. Whatever I did, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? He was
I was just trying to survive.
Yeah, I was just
that type. But imagine you trying to survive, hustling on the corner every night, then this motherfucker, you know.
Okay, so.
No,
but look, compared to like all the other cats that like glorify that lifestyle, like he wasn't the one like that glorified the living extravagant. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't he didn't flash you in your face.
That's because it was in the 90s when hip-hop actually mattered and you didn't do that shit.
In the 90s, you know who was around when DMX was around?
But I'm saying, like,
we all can't talk at the same time, ladies and gentlemen. So hold on. Let's all, everybody got to get their thoughts out. You know what I'm saying? So let's not all talk at the same time. So first of all, to answer your question, to what you're saying, Oren, DMX was one of the rappers that was talking about gangster rap, but he didn't get millions of dollars and was like, yo, I'ma still be out here in the motherfucker hood carrying pistols and shit like that. He wasn't on no shit like that. Now, did, like, so...
I'm not saying it was flash or anything like that. He wasn't always kept it real. I'm not saying any of that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, DMX is one of the...
I never said any of that.
He still kind
of... yeah, he was. He was. But that nigga also gave a lot of his shit away to motherfuckers, too.
All I'm saying, he's a stick-up kid. That's all.
He was a stick-up kid. That's all. He ain't do the shit like, hey, I grew up rich. Like, it's hard for me, dog. I gotta get it, man. He ain't do it malicely.
The motherfucker was homeless.
He did do it. It is malice. He is a stick-up kid. That's all malice.
I ain't about to sit there and be like, no, he ain't do no shit out of malice.
That's all, yeah, it's malice.
He did it out of love.
Nigga, no, it ain't. Nigga, that we had to do. Like, shit, after that, he did out of love, for real. But, you know, shit coming up.
Listen, man, the nigga was homeless, you know what I'm saying? He was introduced to a drug lifestyle early in his life. You just got to listen to the man talk. He never glorified what he had to do. He never glorified it. He put it in his raps. And then at the same time, it was a balance with him. Like, you know, he had a spiritual side too and wasn't afraid to tell niggas that either.
Yeah. That battle, dog.
You can't compare nobody to DMX right now.
Facts.
Because for a long time, you didn't even know the motherfucking background. Like, it was like, everything is unknown. What's his real name? We don't know. This nigga like dogs. You know what I mean? He's infatuated with dogs because at one point, that's what all he had was a dog. You know what I'm saying? He had no friends, no family. You know what I mean? Out here in the streets, like, that's somebody you could literally say came from nothing.
Man, his character...
Not
man,
at all saying any
never
of this.
Never Die Alone was basically summed up, like...
You guys can say all this stuff.
Not that shit, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's neither here nor there. That ain't me for me to debate.
The philosophy, you know what I'm saying? Like, the philosophies, like, the positive philosophies and shit like that. Like, DMX, for me personally, like, I feel like DMX did a lot more good in his life than bad. You know what I'm saying?
I think so, because more reasons, but to me, because he inspired a lot of people. Like, globally, not just in the U.S., not just in the hood.
What I'm gonna say is he always been him. Like, he never changed for a dollar, for a person, for none of that. He was him. And there's guys and you know, it's people like that that's out there who DMX, who that type of guy. And he always been him. He ain't changed for the fame or the money.
Right.
You know.
I think that's the best way to put it right there.
That's my take on him.
Yeah, so but DMX is still here with us today, you know.
And
saying?
Is that a good thing though?
What, to not change for the money?
Yeah, not like, I mean, there's ways of changing when you have money, like become a worse person, but at the same time, like...
You don't
like,
have to.
Finish? Like, if you get money at some, you know, like, shouldn't you change for the better? You know, like...
Why? What do you mean change? Like...
Like, if you change for the better, is that like, you know, money's still changing you, but you...
What makes you better? It depends on, like, what are you doing before you get the money that's going to
make you
better?
Not overdosing.
It don't matter how much you make. You could be a millionaire.
I totally understand that. I get it. You can overdose at $0. You can overdose at $1 million. But if you overdose at $0 and you have millions of dollars, like, money can change you. But in some sense, like, maybe, you know, you don't want money to change you, but maybe money should change
you. How many millionaires have we seen that, like, money makes them a worse person?
A fuck ton.
So why would you
money
even,
can change you?
I wouldn't even put changing in the equation. It's just... Because it's 50-50.
No, he said money never changed him. And I'm saying maybe money should have changed him so he doesn't overdose.
You know? Like, this is my whole thing. And I always said this. People grow. People never change.
I agree.
You are.
That's very...
Who you are is who you are. You can grow.
That's a great statement.
I'm going to grow. But you will never change the person you are. Because, you know, that's who you are.
My bad.
I got a better one.
That was some knowledge.
I don't know if that's true or not. But that's a dope statement.
Yeah, there was something that I read a couple of years ago. They said money just enables the person
who you were. It like gives you,
enables who you actually were, that the restraints of poverty.
It like amplifies who you actually are.
Yeah, who you actually
now
are.
Now you can do all that fuck shit you wish you could.
That's for real. That's for real.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It was a weird analogy, but it completely makes sense. Basically, you know, like being broke, poverty and stuff like that, you are the same person whether you're broke in poverty. It's just the money enables you to be a more lavish version of that.
If you arrogant broke, you're going to be arrogant as fuck if you get some money.
You're not going to change. You'll grow. Like, you have people around you that show you other
things.
You'll
learn new things.
Yeah, you will.
But you're still going to be that arrogant motherfucker.
Your character, your personality, that shit is you.
Like, but I think, not to cut you off, I think people do evolve, though.
That's growing, though. Evolving is growing. It's not changing. Evolving is growing. Like, it's the same, like, the systems have evolved. It's the same system, but it just evolved into something else.
Changing. Evolving is two totally different things, man. A lot of people try to lump those together.
But no, I said evolving and growing is the same thing.
You definitely
changing and evolving is different. You definitely got to differentiate the two
because it is different. But we like the way we use language. You know, you might be like, "Oh, you changed," but you could correct somebody like, "No, I didn't change.
I evolved, or I grew.
I'm the same person, but I just learned. I just know more.
Yeah, I got. More.
I might know better. And then what you do with that information, that's up to you. Whether you choose to use it in a good way or use it in a bad way.
How you think, Arn?
No, I'm not thinking.
He ain't thinking.
I'm just listening.
That's like having superpowers. Like once you turn 18, all right, I got superpowers. Like what did you learn up until you was 18? Now, did you learn all good shit or did you learn all bad shit?
The fuck is I got to do with superpowers, though?
Because this is like having money. That's just like coming into money. All
right.
Like okay, if you never had money and you were broke,
I get you.
What type of person were you up until you got money?
Were you good to everybody? Superpowers is the money.
Yeah. Right. Were you good to everybody before you got the money, or were you an asshole? Because once you get the money, you're gonna even be a worse asshole.
You just wake up like, you know, get like a radioactive bite from like a buffalo.
Right. Like say on our 21st birthday we get superpowers.
But it's like,
and it's like that's when the heroes and the villains is made. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, how was your upbringing all the way up until 21?
Here's a question, though. Do you know that you're going to get this? You're going to wake up with this, like...
No, we say you born. You're like, we know.
So you but that's different. Like, you're going to train for your whole life. Nah, whereas if you don't know...
You don't know what you're going to get. You don't know what you're going to get.
But you're going to, like, have, like, some kind of discipline. Like, you might get money. You would.
Why? Because I don't know if I'm going to be able to... I don't know if I'm gonna have.
You don't think
strength. I don't know if I'm gonna have super strength or I'm gonna be able to shrink into an ant. You know what I mean? What point is that?
I think you had a good argument up until you said you know you're gonna get.
Yeah,
powers.
I wouldn't want
to. If you would have kept it at like you don't know you're gonna get powers, like you know what I'm saying, like you just randomly get powers, like a lot of these kids now from the poverty. You know,
so you're saying it's like randomly just you can or it's a 50-50. Like I wonder if I'm gonna get them.
Yeah,
that make more sense.
Yeah,
I ain't making.
Are we talking about powers or money?
I just
now.
Made this shit.
No, we talking about both.
I just made this shit up.
We're using both.
It's not set in stone.
Anybody who couldn't follow.
We can edit it. Like, yeah, okay. So, yeah, you don't know. But it's the same as just coming into money. You don't know if you're going to come into money or not.
Like, if you're a fucked up person,
right.
If you're a fucked up person and you get those superpowers, then guess what? You might become a super villain.
You're going to be a fucking villain.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
That's why the villains are in the movies. And you see their upbringing, you're like, oh, I see why he's like that.
But now we understand the villains. We see what changes.
See,
life. Like now Joker is like, life. I feel with this guy.
I don't feel with this guy. This nigga blew up a hospital. I would never say that out loud. I don't feel with that nigga. That nigga blew up $1 million.
What the fuck you talking
about?
I wouldn't say it out loud.
That nigga said I blew up $1 billion. It was like, yo, I don't do it for money. Like, nigga, you lost me. If I was working
I'm not
Joker,
talking about that. I'm talking about the new movie. The newer.
I was talking about Joker.
He's just like me.
I was talking about Joker and Heath Ledger. He was like, yeah, I don't do it for money. I would have been like, nigga, I'm not working for this nigga no more.
Did
you hear what he just said?
I'm not doing this.
Crazy. He's all crazy. His henchmen was like, hey, we ain't getting paid for this.
Nigga, we ain't. No money, nigga.
You don't care about like the cars and shit? Like, no, you don't care about none of that shit.
I would have taken like one bag and made it like, you know, a bunch of like newspapers in there.
As soon as I seen them lighting, I said, whoa, hold on, wait a minute. Now, we didn't all agree on this.
Do you mind, boss, if I just put some more pocket?
Agree on this.
Like, facts. Like, nigga, like, shit. Nigga, you told me
you
this
said
was the
we
new
was taking
BMF.
Over.
You said this was gonna be the new BMF. You said you saw how Meech rolled. That's man, we're gonna be bigger than that. Now you burning billions, dog?
Like, you could have given him like, oh, you guys have 60 seconds. Go.
No, it's a nigga like, what we robbed the bank for?
What we robbed the bank for? Like, nigga, had I known this nigga was going to put all the money in the middle of the room and burn it, I would have never gave this nigga my shit.
That's some white privilege shit right there.
This motherfucker slid down the money like a slide. Slid down the money like a slide. Light that shit on fire. Like, what the fuck?
You know, it'd have been a black dude the next day. Like, man, I ain't fuck with him no more, man.
And you going to work today, bro? Hell no, man. Like, I ain't going to work today, bro.
Nigga, I'm on Craigslist right now.
But I put in my 2 weeks right after I saw him slide down that money.
The Riddler hiring, my nigga. Fuck for that nigga. At least he with the money up. Shit, bro.
Fast, dog.
Mr. Freeze just gives out diamonds.
Yeah, you know? Mr. Freeze got diamonds.
So it's always benefits.
He giving 100K diamonds out for signing bonuses. He got,
yeah, at least Mr. Freeze got diamonds.
Nigga, I got a 2-year contract with the Penguin, nigga.
Yeah, Penguin about that money, nigga.
What supervillain would you work for then? Like, if you had to, you could choose. You work for the Empire. You could work for Lex Luthor.
I work for Lex Luthor.
You could work for the Joker.
Lex Luthor got that money, so I know.
For Contra.
At least I'm going to make some bread. I ain't got to be shooting machine guns all day.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Who are you working for?
Intellectual shit.
Damn, who's.
I work for Evil Superman, because when that nigga turn back good, he might forgive me. Like, hey, man, you're Superman.
Hey, you don't have to worry about that.
Like, hey, man, what am I supposed to do?
Say you don't no? have to worry
like,
about
nigga,
that.
You were evil. I'm like, I had to do it.
I changed my life with you.
You're a henchman. You're not going this for the good.
Evil Superman.
Damn, that's tough.
Yeah, yeah, no,
I'm trying to think of villains.
I choose Evil Superman.
I would have to be Magneto.
Magneto.
That would make you an X-Men.
Nigga, you fighting every day. You fighting every day.
Yeah, but I got Magneto.
He's got X-Men powers.
No, you a henchman?
That's all you live to do is fight.
What was the question? A henchman?
If you work for, you have to work for a supervillain. What supervillain are you working for?
Not Magneto. All them niggas be getting killed, dog. That nigga got a new roster.
Not really.
Every
to fight.
Every movie, this nigga got a new
but
roster.
But that's because they jump from side to side. Yeah, like, I'm going to be good in this movie. I'm going to be good in this movie.
All the ones who was loyal stayed there.
Nah, I'm going to fuck with Lex Luthor, man. We got that bread. We trying to take over cryptocurrency and shit.
I'm going
to
go with Magneto. I like that.
Dangerous shit fucking with Lex.
Magneto got your back. Like,
where you at with it?
I'm in.
Shredder?
Nigga, if I had to work for a henchman, nigga, I don't know, man.
All these people y'all naming just want to fuck shit up.
Get their ass whooped every day.
All the people y'all naming just want to fuck shit up. They don't got no, like.
you're working for one of them. What does it fucking matter? Just pick one. Who
said Lex Luthor.
Who's got the best union? Lex Luthor, you think?
Shit, money.
LexCorp, yeah.
We on the computers. We ain't even trying to fight nobody.
Yeah, the rest of these niggas, you just expendable.
Nigga, we hacking.
Yeah,
what you doing? You about to go to
really
battle
expendable
against
Magneto?
You about to go to battle against goddamn niggas? You can't the Avengers groups of them.
Do you think Lex Luthor cares about you as much as Magneto though?
Magneto don't care.
Lex Luthor has like a
Magneto
corporation.
Don't care about you, bro.
No. Lex Luthor has a corporation.
He know
of people.
He ain't gonna die.
Magneto knows your name. He knows your birthday.
Oh yeah,
I
work at
Magneto.
I work at LexCorp.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, like as a janitor. Like, yeah.
No, you're not a janitor. You're an evil guy. Like you know.
No, you can't excuse yourself from the evil duties, motherfucker.
Like I ain't think about
it. Yeah. I'll be a janitor. Yeah, I'll be that. Shit. Like, you gotta put in work, nigga.
Oh shit,
you a soldier,
say it like that?
Yeah, I'd be really under the radar. Like, yeah, nigga, I'm an evil villain. I'm the janitor.
No, you might have to bust your gun at Superman one day.
Nah, man, hey, put me down. That nigga just take your arm off with that laser, though. Ah, this nigga took one, maimed me. Like, shit, nah, man. None of these niggas, though.
I ain't fucking with none of the supervillains.
None of the supervillains from fucking Marvel movies. Because all them niggas get killed. They're like, there. Nigga,
come back. I don't know. I see a lot of them.
Nah, nigga, shit.
I'd be like, Mystique. Mystique never left. That means pause. But she never. Ooh. She was always there.
She died eventually, though.
Yeah. Hey, shit. We had a good run.
You know who?
You don't plan to damn stay forever with a fucking supervillain.
You know who? Like, right. I know who. Venom. Seemed like it would be cool to work with Venom.
I don't think he a boss type.
I don't think
though.
He's
super
not a
villain.
Boss type, though.
That nigga's super villain.
I would be more of like a super side, super villain sidekick. You would
I would
just
say he's
sidekick.
Just a villain.
Yeah.
I won't call him a super villain. He's a villain. Thanos,
super villain. Like I would get him on my team. Like, yo, Venom, what's up? You want to link up?
Venom ain't really a super.
I don't know. Every light skinned nigga from Tyler Perry movies. How about that?
Now, them niggas are super
villains. I work for one of them niggas. Because I can still go home every night, see my kids.
You're stupid.
You're stupid, man.
All you gotta do is break a couple single mother's heart.
That's all you gotta do.
Steal some money from the church. That's all you gotta do.
Have good hair.
Thanks, dog.
You ain't gotta fight no mutants and nothing.
I'm in. Call a dark skinned chick, you blackie bitch. Like,
oh. Yeah. Like, what? Discriminate.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do. I be seeing Tyler Perry movies. I'm like, boy, this nigga be getting off with saying the wildest shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's hilarious. Shout out to Tyler Perry. But nah, shout out to DMX. Shout out to his family, man. Yeah, shout out to blessings to him, man. You know what I'm saying? Man.
Speedy recovery, Mark. Bro. Speedy refucking.
You have an announcement tonight.
I do. I do have an announcement.
Somehow.
This is this girl I've been talking to. We've, you know, it's like one of those, like, I've known her for like a few years, but never anything happened. And I'm proud to say that something happened this Thursday, this weekend, something like that. Yeah,
are you sure you
want to
broadcast this?
And we're sitting there, and, you know, we're having a little pillow talk and yada, yada, yada.
Talk of shame.
And
Oh, you ate her butt.
And we're talking, and, like, you know, like I said, we've been kind of this, like, back and forth for, like, a little while now. And we got on the conversation of, like, yeah, we've been hanging out for, like, a few weeks, and nothing's happened. And she's like, yeah, well, you know, I kind of liked you, yada, yada, yada. But then I heard the podcast. And after I heard the podcast, I was like, I want to fuck you. And I just thought you guys should know
that. You got
that.
Some pussy from being on this shit?
Yes. It works. It works. The high class dirtbag works.
Proud of
Try
you,
the
bro.
Program, kids.
I'm so fucking proud of you, bro.
Hold on, man.
God damn. Yeah, celebrate.
I just thought you. The podcast sealed the deal, guys.
That glass up, cheers. Baby. Everybody lift that. This man got some pussy on my head. That's the first pussy off the high class third back. Yes. Podcast. No.
Hey. And as always.
If it changed, you filthy
animal.
Oh,
so you saying she heard the podcast. I heard you wrong.
Like, she liked me. She's like, I liked him. Not just based off of it.
No, she was like all of us.
Oh, I definitely want to fuck him.
She liked all of us and gave him some pussy because we on the podcast. That's
a fact. It's because, yeah, we got you guys.
We got Warren some pussy.
We got you some pussy. That's what I feel like is responsible in some way.
I mean, no, it has nothing to do with me.
It's nothing to do with you, bro. I mean, come on now.
You ain't talking to yourself. So
nah. Congratulations, bro.
Hey, that's big.
That's
a big deal.
And that's why
I think it's not a big deal for me.
A high class dude.
I think that's a big deal for us.
That's precisely why he's on the show, folks. Shit like that.
But we're highly intelligent, though, man. That's what's so funny.
I mean, that's why the name works, because it's exactly what
so
it
you
is.
Think that's. I mean, every rock band eventually has, like, one, you know, and then it has snowballs.
At this
like,
point,
this is,
you're getting, like...
Next thing you know, we got Disney sponsorship.
Pussy. This is residual pussy. Like, you put in the work to record these episodes. She saw it, and the result was vagina. That's residuals.
Yes.
Damn, residual income. Listen,
that's good.
You got to take it how, you know, take it however way you get it.
Hey, man, I'm proud, man. I'm glad. That means we inspired the world. That means
we inspired somebody.
Hey, you know? If you're a girl and you're watching this show, give somebody some pussy. Give somebody
on the strength,
some
just,
pussy.
Yeah. Like, hey, it may be a high-class dirtbag.
Ask him if he watched the podcast. Ask him, do he listen? If he do, give him some pussy.
Yep.
Facts.
Damn, that's what's up, spread the love.
Yeah, facts.
That's
man.
A beautiful thing, man.
No, because that just makes everybody feel good, man. And if we can inspire one person to feel good, then that means we can inspire two people to feel good.
And it takes two.
To take.
It could be you.
You dig. that was a lot.
So what man. Episode was it? Did you get in detail or did you just...
Yeah, what's the deal for? Which episode got her moist, B?
It's actually...
She listens to the show. Yeah, we're getting into deep questions.
She listens to the show.
It actually, like, the fact that it's kind of fitting. Loose noodles. Not that it was anything. It was amazing. But it was just funny, like, loose noodles. It was like... Not that it was anything. It was amazing. It was a great weekend.
Loose noodle episode.
Tell us
what episode got you.
Loose noodle episode. Damn, I forgot about that.
That was a good episode.
It really was.
Put us on.
That's how good of an episode it was.
That's what I'm saying.
And she's listening a lot. She's actually a good fan. She likes it.
Yeah, don't put Netflix on.
We appreciate you. This is a fact.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
Appreciate you. Just for the listen.
You know? Every time you hear, you're going to visualize everything we talk about. And die laughing. And they're going to be like, yo, what you laughing
man,
about?
That's a beautiful
and then
thing,
you need to
bro.
Tell them the High Class Dirtbags podcast.
Yeah, that's a beautiful
subscribe.
Thing, man. That's amazing things, man. Amazing.
Yes, it is. A blessing, blessing, blessing.
That is
speaking of blessings. Let's talk. Let's I know we got off DMX. We showed him love early, but like, let's talk about blessings. Like, I heard, like, he just gave away money. Like,
that is crazy.
He gave away most of his money, or gave it away, or you know what I'm saying? Like, was taking care of so much shit.
That is crazy. Like, at a certain point in time, when you like, I heard he got rich as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And would give the clothes off his back to a homeless person and stuff like that. So that got me thinking. Like, damn, like, you know, say I got super ridiculous rich, you know what I'm saying? How much of that wealth would you be willing to give away? Would you be like the type of nigga that's like, yo, I'm gonna donate to schools after hours, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, for argument's sake, you got a certain amount.
But
you don't got money coming in.
Let's say Jeff Bezos' wife. She settled the highest, like, divorce settlement ever. I think, like, $3.3 billion or some shit some like shit. That. It was some, like, billion. Ooh. Not million. Like, ooh. Like 20, not 20. God, probably, like, damn. 3 or 4 billion. But she's given away, like, 2 or 3 so far.
Billion?
Yeah, billion.
She did her part, I believe.
God damn.
She can go ahead and stop spending. That's damn near 50%. You damn near gave away half of your fortune. That's way more than is expected.
Bro, if I get
we talking about billions at one time, damn near. We ain't talking about over 20 years. She just got the money and spent it. So
she is worth $62.3 billion.
Wait, $62
billion? Oh, shit.
How much did she get in the divorce, though?
Oh, shit. $62 billion. Oh, never mind, dog.
Where's she at? What's her at?
Hold on.
$62 billion? What is her at?
Billion?
Yes, for those who are not able to watch and only listen, Oren is the official Googler now, so he will be fact checking some of this shit.
We might have to change that name.
I got tired of motherfuckers being in the comments being like, yo, man,
$38 billion.
The Googler.
That's how much he has.
That's what it's saying right here. Hold on, I'm clicking it.
Googler.
Jeff and Mackenzie Bezos, $38 billion divorce spent.
Hold on. But she's worth 62 now, so that should mean she doubled her 38?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, she probably had money before.
And still gave away like $10 billion?
Maybe she flipped it.
Jesus.
So hold on. So I'm confused. All right. So she had, like, the divorce was 28, 38
billion? Yeah, she got 38 billion.
After the divorce.
Billy. Yeah. After divorce, she doubled that.
How much this motherfucker got?
This thing is about to be... They said by 2027 or 2023, I can't remember, he's going to be the first trillionaire.
But I think what happened was they got divorced and he was still making money. And she, like, you know, she still get money from when he make money. I think.
Yeah,
like, until she made, like, a certain amount. Until it probably was, like, a certain amount, she kept getting. Yeah. Every time he doubled his money, she doubled hers.
But what you going to do with all that money?
Going back to your question.
That's why she giving it away, though. It's like, yeah, if she's doing this,
she is.
A lot of minority communities and a lot of minority outreach programs.
But, like, literally, like, if you got that much money, you could change a whole fucking city. With billions, you could probably change
half of the fucking country.
In a way,
no cap, bro.
She is currently worth $36 billion after receiving 25% in. You could put a dent in Amazon. Yeah.
You could put a dent in 50 states. You could put a mark in 50 states. Like, you could change something.
She got 25% stake in Amazon.
So that's how she ended up with the 60.
She is currently worth $36 billion after receiving 25% of Bezos' stake in Amazon as part of their divorce settlement, according to Forbes.
So her money keep going up.
Hell yeah.
Fuck.
So she got an
ad. You got an ad on there?
Yeah,
on
so Instagram? When this nigga becomes Twitter? A trillionaire, she going to be, like, almost the richest lady in the world, damn near.
Based off of.
Does she have a page? I want to slide in her DMs for a minute and get her life.
I wonder how long she was with him. Like, was she with him in the trenches?
20-something years.
She was with him when he was.
When it was a bookstore.
Yeah.
Oh, was she?
Like, 20-something years.
She put in that work.
Oh, so she old as fuck.
Yeah, she. No, she ain't even that old. Like, she
how old is she?
She don't look 50, old as fuck.
60, maybe?
What does it fucking matter? She's his age.
Well, whatever happened.
They've been married for 25 years. I don't know her age.
I guess she put in that work.
I don't even
know. You know what I mean? That's hard, though. Like, I was with you when you wasn't shit. You was in the garage, Bree. Yeah, he was in the garage. Okay. Like,
you gotta break off.
She gave $410 million to historically black colleges and university in December 2020.
$410 million. That's probably more than any black motherfucker ever gave. Michael Jackson ain't give shit.
Facts.
Shaq, what's your beef? What's your excuse?
His masters.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, if you out there watching,
she's donated more than $4 billion.
You can donate something.
In the last 4 years.
I don't give a fuck if she got $100 billion. She donated four. Me personally, I think that's plenty.
I mean, it's...
You could keep doing it. Keep doing it. But I ain't going to be mad at you if you just want to be a fucking... Just want to buy everything you have. I mean, you got that much money. It's nothing that you cannot want.
Here's the thing. Going back, going to the original question of what Trent said, like, how much money do you need to just be, you know, like, happy? Like, if you have $300 million, like...
Could money solve all your problems?
Like, no, not even solve all your problems. Like, obviously, you don't have money problems at $300 million. You have other problems.
Money... No, hold on. Let's go back. Like, as Rush, right now, if, like, where we're at in this room, all four of us right now in this room, you know what I'm saying, in our studio audience, could money solve all your problems right now? Like, could money solve all your problems right now?
I think the only problem money can solve, like, in all reality, is your financial problem.
But say, do any of us have money problems? We're all kind of, you know, we all have good jobs. We all work. We can get better. Like, we have bills. We have debt. We have that stuff. But, like, are any of us, like, actually, like, would, you know, if I got right now $10,000, like, would it change your day? I mean, I'm not talking about $1 million. Like, it's a whole other status. But, like.
I mean, $50.
Money solving problems.
My day sometimes. Like,
what I'm saying is, like,
I'll find a 50 in my pocket. Like, oh, shit. I'm about to go. You know what I mean?
What problem? Like, I'm saying, we don't really have those problems. Like, we're kind of fortunate. And, you know, like, if I gave, you know, like, a struggling mother $10,000, yeah, money is going to solve her problems. Whereas us, what is it going to do?
Meaning problems as far as where you want to be in life. Like, what do you want out of life?
That's what I'm saying. And, like, I think we're at that point.
Is money the thing that could be like, you can say, you know what? I'm happy.
And that's what I'm saying.
Satisfied. I don't want to do nothing else.
See, I don't think.
But that's not a problem. Like,
Yeah, I'm about to say, I don't think not having money to do what you want to do is a.
That's not a problem. That's
per se, like it's a problem. It's a first world problem. If it is a problem, that's like some first world privilege.
Oh, I don't get to go to Greece with everybody. Yeah, you know, like that's not a fucking problem.
But
that's,
like, grand scheme of life, no, it's not a problem. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in certain circles, certain, you know what I'm saying, bubbles, yes, that is a problem.
But. I guess I think there's definitely money can solve problems if you live paycheck to paycheck, that kind of shit. Like, if you have, like, financial problems, yeah, of course. That's the stupidest fucking question in the world. Like, of course it is. But, like, what, if you're single or you got depression or you got blah, 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 like... I mean, I guess if you have, like, a medical issue, money will help solve that problem.
But it's only going to be temporary.
Whatever. But same sense, yeah. Like,
if you got issues...
Whatever you get, it's still only going to be temporary. It's going to solve those problems for the time being, and then... You know,
or like we said earlier, if you're a certain type of person, money just gonna amplify that.
Half the movies we watch are rich people and their problems. Like,
majority of comedies are
real. People who have, they have houses, they have property, they have great jobs, but they got the craziest issues.
Homer gotta have a trust fund. Ain't no way in hell you living in Springfield, Illinois, motherfucker.
Nigga, you work at a nuclear plant.
But hold on.
And you broke, bro?
Yeah, come on, bro.
This is a whole other thing. Yeah, come on, bro. In a sense, like, you know, like 1992 when The Simpsons came out, like, that was affordable house and for, you know, one job, three kids, housewife.
Yeah.
Like, now you can't do that shit. So money, would be a problem solver for that. Like, but in the same sense, like you said, it's temporary. Unless that money's always there.
Yeah. Definitely temp. Temporary.
I was wondering who's shaking the table.
Everybody stop.
He on it. He on the table.
Anybody can do it. I'm not touching anything. Like, that motherfucker hula hooping on the table, like working on his gyration skills. Like,
that's the four.
This episode going to get me laid too.
Only problem, my guys.
We don't even got a title for this
only
episode.
Only money problem, my guys. I can't go where I want to go. Like, if I want to get up and travel and go somewhere, I can't do that right now.
I mean,
it's not a problem.
Like, where I want to go, like, you know. Stay at one of those $3,000 a night villas in the Maldives.
It's funny you say that, my friend, because I have the dirtbag travel hack of 2021.
A travel hack?
And it's going to sound terrible.
I don't think I'm actually on the thing. Like, we don't need to share this because, like, I don't feel like it's all like about
those,
this. Like,
it's like one of those, okay, like, if you want
to. I was watching.
Not get your drugs.
That's a trail Alaska hack.
Yeah,
that's
a trail.
That's all I'm about to say. Don't put my name on this. Where are we going with this, bro? Where are we going with this?
I was watching a video and there was this old man talking. He was like, "Yo, man, what are you driving?" He's like, "Man, I've been everywhere." He's like, "See, the key is, Young Blood, is to go after a terrorism attack." He was like, "Nah, I know you're going to judge me just because you say terrorism. Anytime you say terrorism, you're going to any there's an instant automatically judge. But you got to think about it. 000 is my password for my iPad.
There we go.
So all of you watching, you ever see
anybody listening? You ever see my iPad?
So you see him with the iPad? Take that shit.
Now you know what the fuck he's talking about. A 4-year-old? Yes.
So anyway, when you see Trent traveling on his post-terrorism fucking flights, you know his iPad code.
He was saying how, like, he travels right after a terrorism attack because security is high and free. Motherfucker said, like, he be going on tours. Like, he went to Turkey after the fucking bombing or some shit. He was like, usually like 150 people tours. He was like, he was the only person there.
It's kind of dangerous too.
He got a hotel for $30 at a 6-star hotel. Like, you know what I'm saying? All inclusive type shit. He was like, yeah. He was like, and then you get paid security guards, but you don't got to pay them because everything's so on high alert because of after the terrorist attack.
Oh, he great.
He's like, so the shit be actually safer than going in between a terrorist attack.
But hold on. I
ain't with that.
Because you know how that shit be like the first, like,
yeah.
Aside.
Yeah, it'd be tighter than it usually be.
But does that even sound like a good vacation?
Can you even have fun? Can you even have fun? Because, you know, if
like
you're
imagine,
a single guy.
Like, you the only nigga having fun?
You're just sightseeing at that point. You're
at the club by yourself.
Yeah, you sightseeing and eating by yourself at that point. Like, did you know it might not be no women. You might be single dudes.
Like, imagine you the nigga that...
I mean, it's a great experience, I guess.
That's enough for me, dog.
I guess it's something to do.
Yep.
Like, yeah, you go, like, you the nigga traveling to Africa during slavery.
Yeah, you might as well just film that shit.
I'm going to Africa.
Turn it to an Instagram blogger or something. Make some money.
Like,
I mean, if you're going to do that, I would just
vlog it.
You can't do that.
Make a whole Instagram page. Like, I'm just traveling like a motherfucker and, like, dedicate my travels to. You know, document.
I thought it was fucking.
It's genius as fuck. I mean, don't get me wrong.
It is
really fucking smart, actually.
That shit's fucked up.
No, hell it ain't.
No, I'm saying right after a terrorist attack. What's the chances of something happening right after a terrorist attack?
Probably again.
Hold on. I think there's like a, you know, like.
But shit gonna be closed though. So like, where are you? Like, can you really fully?
After a terrorist attack, like, hey, maybe I can fly out to, you know, go to New York, see my friends, like. That's a different, you know, you get cheap flights, but a whole, like, the thing of a vacation,
yeah,
like, that's just, you know, like, bombing in Spain, like, all right, let's go to Spain, where everybody, you know. Like,
yeah,
terrorist attack in Kazakhstan, you can go to Kazakhstan for $15.
Yeah, like,
$2.50.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I probably won't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Places like that. Maybe it's a place I want
to
go.
Yeah, I had to put myself in people's shoes, because, like, the only thing I could relate it to is, like, you know, like being like 1590, you'd be like, all right, I want to go to Africa. But like, this is like peak slave time.
Nah, I don't think you want to go right now.
I don't think
now,
you
want to
go right now. Like, you want to give it a couple
that
of
years. That took forever.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, ship. That shit would have took forever. Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
You'd have been an older nigga by the time you got there.
Why would we do that?
Man, think if you got that trip to Africa, like, you book a trip with the travel agency, whatever there was in like 1590, and it's like you said, a 2-month trip. And in that 2 months, like, you're halfway month, and all of a sudden it's like slavery. And now you get there, and you're like, wait, what's this?
All the niggas
I
want
to go back. Like, oh, then you get on another ship, motherfucker.
Then you going back. It's not on this ship. It's not on this ship, but you going back.
From the...
I just got here.
From the mods who brought you Dick 5.
You get off. You got your Hawaiian shirt on and shit. Like, I mean,
a sequel to 12, the prequel to 12 Years a Slave.
You ready to eat some coconut?
Fresh off the boat. Back onto the boat.
U-turn. Fresh off the boat.
Oh, God.
U-turn. Back on the boat.
Like, wait a minute. Like, gotcha.
Oh, man.
Someone can get off the boat like that. That's the real 12 years
of slavery.
You got straight
imported. You just got imported.
To get exported.
Import, export. That was the first import, export. Hey, we brought these niggas over from Jamaica. They just going to go, which they going
to
ride with
you. You know what would be the fucked up part? If you just, they got you because you look like somebody. then the person you look like got back on your same board. Is it good?
Went with you.
It good. Yeah. Hell no, shit.
John Smith.
Nigga, that's the Black Count of Monte Cristo, nigga.
Straight up.
That's funny. Y'all just named the script for Black Monte Cristo, man, the Black version.
Guaranteed shit like that happened. They get niggas that's funny. Confused with each other.
No, I am now Benjamin Coldcut. Yeah. Like, what?
That's where the legends come from. All of a sudden, he spoke a different language. Like, he was a different nigga. That's
hell yeah.
That nigga from Congo. He ain't from Massachusetts.
He's definitely not from Massachusetts. He's definitely not. But
it's a whole
looks
other
like
nigga,
him.
Man. Yeah, he just looks like him. Man. Beat the nigga up and took his clothes.
So nobody's gonna, so nobody's gonna fuck with the,
Samuel, why are you naked?
The dirtbag travel hat.
He's speaking another language. He's possessed.
Nobody's gonna fuck with the dirtbag.
I mean, if something happened like something happened like in Spain, then I'm gonna go to like Costa Rica or like.
No, Trent. Nobody's messing with the Olansky travel.
Yeah, that's
tips
like that, no. You can't do that. if you want to go to Brazil and then it's like a kidnapping right after a kidnap, that probably ain't the time to go.
Nope.
Cause it's probably popping right now. Like niggas is kidnapping like a motherfucker. You don't want to do that. You don't want to go.
All right, man. Well,
that's hilarious. All
right, but well, that was I guess that's it. That's kind of that. That's definitely a dirtbag hack.
Yeah.
So it's appropriate.
There's nothing high class about it.
Yeah, ain't nothing high class.
Please
about
not
that.
Try this shit.
Well,
out.
No, it is because he stayed at a 6-star hotel. Like how many times you don't get a chance to do that for $30? Never. So high class it is.
Yeah, I think it works.
Let me get our digital backdrop back up. We got it for our viewers at home.
Yeah. Do that shit on your own wrist. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, do that shit on your own wrist, but at least you know you can live.
We ain't telling you to do it, but
what's the back? You know, what's the chances of having back-to-back attacks?
Exactly. Like, you got to weigh that option, and then, you know.
Shit. It just happened last week, man.
I'm sure.
We got to be good to go,
you
right?
Can get to a 5-star restaurant.
You asking me?
5-star restaurants, the food going to be cheap. Enjoy yourself. You know?
Dude, that shit going to be like.
Is the restaurant even going to be open?
That shit going to be probably. Like spending money in Mexico.
Well, one thing's for sure, you're going to have the pool all to yourself. So, you know. Infinity pools and shit like that.
Nah, man.
Enjoy your life,
man. Nah, that shit is gonna be the wildest shit ever, man. Well, I mean,
man, hookers will probably be like twice as much. You get there, you're like, you're not gonna meet anybody because the stage, you gotta bring out the hookers. I'm not coming out. Shit's dangerous. Well, I'll pay twice as much.
As soon as you said
like,
that,
you're really not getting
that
good of a deal.
That, for some reason in my mind, I pictured my uncle. I ain't gonna say his name. My uncle slows uncle saying, "I'm not paying no whore, no hazard pay."
You know what I'm saying? He's correct.
I ain't paying no hazard pay.
He's correct.
That's not
facts.
Involved in the contract.
Yeah, that is not ladies. Binding. That's not what
that's
we
not
talked about. That ain't got nothing to do with what we about to do. Nope. Hell no.
I was already here. Facts. Yep. I was already here.
Are you working or no? Like, you know what I mean? If
you
ain't,
know what you said.
Yeah, you know
40 or no?
You like the post office. Rain, sleet, snow, terrorism, all that shit.
Well, you just can't have terrorism in there. It's rain, sleet, hell, and snow.
Nah, nigga, you selling pussy.
Ain't no getting up. Rain, sleet, snow, car bomb, fucking.
Yeah, that's like on the insurance. You like, shit, you in the flood area. You know?
If anything can stop a war, it's pussy.
Nah,
if anything can stop terrorism.
We don't have that coverage.
If anything can stop
terrorism,
it's
we
pussy.
Don't have that coverage on your insurance.
If somebody put a pussy in the terrorist's face, I bet you the bomb won't go off.
I don't know.
Put some titties in a pussy in his face.
I'll bet you at least buy you some time.
If nothing else, it's gonna buy you some time.
I was looking at
bitch, get that pussy out of here.
I went through the YouTube rabbit hole and I was looking at some of these motherfuckers, and these motherfuckers really don't like America, dog. Like, they really don't like America.
That's funny as fuck.
No, for real.
So what you're saying, it can't be American pussy.
Bingo.
No.
Bingo. You're live from Dutchland. How you doing?
All you gotta do is find out, like, you gotta look at the porn history for that country in particular and find out what they like.
You don't understand, bro. Like,
and then send the decoy.
They can still
person.
Get some vagina and still wake up be like, I'm going to bomb today.
That was
like,
wonderful.
Like, they really do not like our country,
Boosh.
Bro.
Yeah, like, they were smart. You said, you know, you could throw some vagina at them and they'll drop the bomb. The second they pushed that button, they got 72 virgins.
Wars have started.
72 virgins.
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
Wars have started over vagina. Ended over vagina.
You're not listening.
That's what they believe. Like, once they blow themselves up, they'll be
We worried greater about than our heaven. Army. We just need to send them strippers.
Nah, man. Stuff. This is the deal, man.
Can you send them 72 virgins is what I'm saying. That's no, 73. That's
you
all you
cannot do that.
Then
that's
don't,
called
that's,
trafficking.
Then no
sir.
Pussy is going to fucking.
That's called trafficking. You can't do that.
Exactly.
Exactly. So
that's what they own up there.
Basically, they got, they what got I realized through the
you
whole...
You really think you
hold on,
72
so,
verses.
So hold on. He's got a point here.
That's kind of creepy,
he's
right?
saying that the Taliban, what they have is they have sex trafficking in heaven.
Of course.
But, 72 verses? Right. Like,
what I'm saying
giving
is...
giving a bar around the jaw, motherfuckers. Yeah. Nobody...
What
ain't
I'm giving saying up is, the whole fucking thing is they really live to die. Like, you can throw whatever you want to throw at them, like, on the earthly plane, bro.
I don't believe but
they,
that.
Bro, dog, these motherfuckers.
They do, though. We don't believe
like,
that.
Like, no,
we,
that's yeah, some real
like,
shit.
You, like, that's what you got, like.
Even though they don't believe it, at the end of the day, when you break down the molecules and the chromosomes, get to what they are. Men.
Here's the thing. He
at
just
the
said
end
he
of the day. That's like, no, you know, Incredible Hulk go crazy and shit, but then Scarlet Witch, I mean, whatever, her name come up, and she calm him down.
They
so,
men who don't give a fuck. That's what they are. That's a men who
Incredible Hulk don't give a fuck either. But
that's what you not realizing,
bro. The vagina is what calms them down.
These people
bro,
do not.
I'm telling you, I'm on to something, bro.
People, and I'm not even just talking about Middle East. I'm talking about real terrorism that don't like them, you know, whatever country or
they
whatever.
Still watch
they
porn.
Really do
shut
not.
Them talk. Let
they
them.
Really do not give a damn, bro. Like, they don't, like they literally, like, I like it is amazing, like, because it really occurred to me. I was watching, I went down the rabbit hole of YouTube and just watching like extreme terrorisms and not just like certain types, but just like from all over. Like certain motherfuckers literally die. And most of these motherfuckers all say the same thing. He's like, I am going to die a martyr. He's like, my whole existence is based off of dying a martyr. So no matter what humanly things you want to try to give me to divert me from that mission, it does not matter. I am going to be a martyr. That is my sole purpose in life.
It's going to be... Yeah,
I, listen, I get that, but at the same time, but, I'm a strong believer in the power of the PU.
But that ain't...
I see
they going to take it, but they still going to wake up like, American? American nigga going to bust a nut and be like, yo, I'm good. I'm good. Like, I'm good. I'm not about to go bust at this nigga today, man. I'm going to chill. I'm going to go do this shit. I just bust this good nut. Let me get on this Xbox,
but
right?
They not
going
to take
these
it.
These niggas go, might take the pussy. They not take the... They might be like, okay,
like
yeah,
that.
I'll bust a... I'll,
no,
okay,
not like that.
Okay, you know, whatever. A girl comes and be like, yo, like let's have sex. They don't have sex and wake up and be like, I still want to be a martyr today. Like,
no,
like, that's what you not understanding.
No, this is what y'all not understanding. Is they don't give a fuck about sex. They jack off tremendously. Like they
to
just
what?
Jack off.
To what?
Dog, do you understand?
To
like,
what?
Over there, like them boys shit is on like the on the streaming shit, like with the porn shit, they be having like the most shit. Like them niggas be on porn, like for real.
Oh, right. So that's what
you
I'm saying. Like if it works,
like
but these is motherfuckers who ain't probably
they
coming in contact
off,
with no women.
Somebody.
They ain't coming in no contact
women,
with no
that's
women.
Why
they jack
they
off.
Got women terrorists, bro.
So hold on. You're saying you're saying to
the, I'm just saying the right woman can stop a terrorist attack.
Hold on, you're saying the one thing that
false.
Can
you think that's false?
Yes.
I don't think so.
All right, let me say something. You're saying the one thing that can basically end terrorism is the Coors Light train just driving through these fucking terrorists. Like the second it goes through, like there's like these girls
I
in bikinis.
America.
Like,
I love America.
Like you just say, like if we just throw a bunch of like loose women at them, they're gonna drop their like
just drop their guns.
I think that's better than going to war. That's a shot.
I mean,
I agree with you.
You
about to get a bunch of women killed.
Like Trent
said, they ain't gonna kill them. They ain't gonna kill them. If they don't bypass it.
Nah, bro, this is religion to some people. Like, this is like...
It's deeper than rap, dog.
Yeah.
It's deeper than rap.
I believe that. That's why I said... No, I believe that, but I'm saying, like, the right woman. It could be a woman...
There ain't no right woman.
It is. I believe it is.
Dog, these motherfuckers kiss their kids goodbye and go blow themselves up, dog.
What do you mean? Some of these motherfuckers...
Trust me, dog.
Some of these, they kiss their kids goodbye and send them to blow up. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? Like, these motherfuckers, like... And again, we're not talking. Hold on, we have to clarify. We're not talking about Muslims, Middle Easterners. We're not talking about anybody like that. Nope. We're talking about legit, like terrorist organizations. Like,
yeah, facts.
I'm still not.
Just to get that out there.
I'm talking who they talking about.
Well, I'm talking about like all terrorists in a whole. Like all together.
Even white supremacist terrorists.
Oh, those are the new terrorists.
All terrorists. All terrorists. Terrace is a terrace to me. No matter what genre of terrace you are, you're still
Now them, they gonna get you
but throw some hold pussy on, at hold them. I was gonna say you throw some pussy in like you know the fucking you know.
Nah, they still gonna hate you.
Yeah, they still gonna hate you.
What I'm saying is, you're not gonna change them, but you can stop them.
I'm pretty sure you could take a white supremacist alone. Take him to Magic City and change his night overnight.
Buy you some time. You gonna at least buy you some time.
You gonna buy yourself some time. Yeah, you
know, I don't know. Cletus will go back like, y'all, they took me to Magic City and I had a blast, y'all. Everything y'all been saying is wrong. Like, I really feel like...
Y'all give racists too much leniency because I know a real racist be like, them niggers got their pussy holes all out.
Y'all ain't giving pussy enough like, credit. Well, y'all, like, y'all shit, the man bro. You are today because it's pussy.
Not if you give them the VIP treatment.
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Like, racists and all
dog,
the shit.
It don't matter, dog, because strip clubs, black strip clubs been around for decades and white supremacy been around for decades and them motherfuckers have intersected before in the past.
That's what I said.
And that
hold
shit
on,
has not
hold
stopped.
On. Hold on.
That shit has not... Hold on. I let y'all talk. Yeah. Hold on. Let me talk. Let me talk. Racists have been around for
bring
decades.
Bring that black pussy air, man.
Strip clubs have been around for decades, bro. And neither has ceased to exist.
They've all intersected. Racist in the strip club, bro.
Like, facts.
Look at that there. She ain't even got a tail. Bring that air.
Gonna tell me that, bitch.
They're gonna still be racist in the strip club, bro.
Like, facts, dog. Like,
so
they've all intersected. That's what I'm saying.
That's some funny shit.
So listen,
if a racist went to the strip club and was racist as fuck to the bitches in the strip club, oh my god!
They can check the racism at the door, but like, you know what?
Man, you get your ass
tonight. I'm not gonna be racist.
Well, what if they did? Like, that's just hilarious. That somebody just let them say whatever they want to say.
That shit never intersected, dog. That shit's hilarious.
The strip club and white supremacy
been here forever.
I think they have though.
No,
there's some racists that go to black strip clubs,
but it didn't end racism.
No,
fuck
no.
So to go back to what you're saying about terrorism is vagina, terrorism has been around for a long time, and so has vagina. And never in the history of terrorism and vagina.
But
and,
I bet you they
no,
have.
Hold on. And they're both respective per capita.
Think about the number.
Hold on. You're not letting me finish. Per capita, there has not been more vagina stopping fucking terrorism.
How you know?
Dog, because that shit happens every day.
How you know? Imagine the number of terrorist attacks got stopped because the nigga was fucking and he was
late.
He was late to blow the butt fucking shit up and because he got some pussy just now.
Didn't stop terrorism.
I'm not saying...
It didn't stop terrorism as a whole, but it probably stopped an attack.
But that's what I'm saying. So when you talk like that, you're trying to make it...
It's possible. What I'm saying is it's possible. Y'all saying it's not.
Hold on. You have to articulate for our listeners... Some people don't understand, so you have to articulate and differentiate the two.
I didn't say pussy can stop terrorism. I said a terrorist attack. I did differentiate. Yes. Then y'all took it to terrorism like, oh, it ain't going to stop racism. It ain't going to stop terrorism. No, nigga. It can stop a nigga from blowing some shit up, though.
It's kind of like the baby socks thing.
But it'll prolong it. Like, you know what? I'm going to do it Tuesday.
It's kind of like the baby socks thing.
Fuck you, nigga.
Kind of a
the baby did,
but what my argument is once again is those type of terrorists, it doesn't matter what kind of troves you throw in front of them, they're still gonna be terrorists.
I'm not saying I agree with Gerald over here. What if you introduced, like, instead of like using the vagina as like a preventive, like you introduce it when they're young. So instead of getting indoctrinated with all this hate, they just grow up with vagina. He's introducing it at the wrong time. Pre-terrorist.
Pre-terrorism?
Like, I understand what y'all saying. Terrorists. But y'all act like it's never... What you're saying right now has never happened. Like, all terrorists just grow up in a room full of dudes.
But hold on.
Like,
that's
just ridiculous.
And again, hold on. Here's another thing. We're actually, like, joking here. Obviously, it's fucking not pussy, but, like...
Because look, this
like, what if?
This is what I'm going to say. Out of all the shit the government has came up with to do, all kind of other shit, you mean to tell me they ain't thought about pussy this whole time stop terrorism?
What if Osama bin Laden got some like just good snatch at like 16?
Y'all throwing that shit out like that's the genius idea. Like, niggas tried that, dog.
Then his wife would be.
But there's no evidence that states that it hasn't worked.
What would you
it's
be like?
Y'all just saying, "Oh no, that is impossible." Especially if they tried everything else.
We're saying it's impossible.
It's something called I read a spy book, and they used something called, if you probably heard of the term,
honeypots.
Honeypots. and motherfuckers end up telling all the shit to the bitch, and the bitch blow the spot up on the niggas, and all of a sudden you caught, nigga. That go the same for the drug game. If you a nigga and they put an undercover bitch in your life, and all of a sudden you fall in love with a bitch, and you start telling the shit, and she start telling on the crew, look at Casanova.
Those are not terrorists.
Those are not terrorists. But hold on, hold on.
It's not?
No.
It's a it should be a terror. If you involved, she terrorizing your life.
Hold on. We're sitting here, like, we're speaking from a place of privilege. Like, all of us get vagina on the regular. So, what do you think you would still say the same if you've never gotten any? Like, imagine being 30 years old, no vagina, like... living in a cave, like, maybe you would have a different policy on, like, maybe he is right. Maybe if you got vagina at 20, no, you wouldn't you be able to bang your ass off.
This is what, y'all not listening to what y'all saying.
We're talking about terrorism.
Yeah.
We got to move on anyway, but it was just a hypothetical situation, but they say
these motherfuckers are growing up in caves without vagina, getting offered vagina, but it's too late by then, dog.
But not American vagina.
it's too late by then. The Corv's truck ain't going to save nobody, dog. The Clydesdales with the Bud Light horses ain't going to do shit. That shit is over with. These motherfuckers, my point is, these motherfuckers, some motherfuckers just love to hate.
I agree.
So that's my only point. So I get what you're saying. There's some motherfuckers who are naturally not like that. You know what I'm saying? So some kind of...
I ain't gonna say to change somebody's heart or change
somebody. Some people can be changed, but as a whole, like saying, everybody, no. I don't think so.
I ain't saying it's gonna change them.
Okay, Samuel L. Jackson.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think so, dog. But
so to take it from this, girls, if... you walk around naked, there is a slight chance that you could stop a terrorist attack.
That's fucking so bad.
Give somebody some head, man.
That's where I draw the line.
Give a nigga some head, man.
I'm going to HR.
Stop a terrorist. One time, two times, because both of them with it. Yes, both of y'all.
You know what? Yep. I do not agree.
Give a terrorist some pussy.
I'm not agreeing with that. I just wanted to take JR's side on this one.
No, give a terrorist.
I'm never on JR's side.
Dang it. They ain't giving pussy enough credit, bro.
I'm giving pussy credit, dog, but it ain't about to stop no terrorist.
I ain't giving pussy that much credit.
What if you got a gay terrorist organization?
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
You got no solution to that. What? I'm not gonna throw some dick at him or something like that. You're not gonna pray.
Now, if you win the church,
pray to whoever you pray to, but pray.
If y'all want to check the statistics, pussy has caused more terrorism attacks than giving a pussy. That's taking pussy away.
It can stop one.
What?
That's a fact.
I know a lot of niggas that have shot clubs up, dog.
That's still not a terrorist attack. But
That's a terrorist attack.
That's a homeland terrorism, nigga.
But a lot of shit, foreign and domestic, has probably started with some vagina.
And it could end with it.
Nah.
If the vagina never betrayed whoever wanted to the bombs.
That's chauvinistic. I can't do that.
Nah. It is, but it's the truth, nigga. We talking about before niggas was respecting women.
Now when niggas got cheated on, though, niggas be like, damn, boy, niggas.
I just think like a real terrorist.
Nah, I agree. Real terrorist.
I'm dedicated to being a terrorist, dog.
There is a group of terrorism, the incels. I don't want to stay on terrorism too long, but the incels do like, they're like all about like the, you know. A lot of those dudes that have been doing a lot of the stuff in America are incels, and they basically don't believe in vagina, or they believe...
What do you mean they don't believe in vagina? It does not exist. All
right. Basically, they're like, Google it. Google incels, but bro, basically, what I'm pretty sure it is.
Is it the gay terrorist?
No, it's not gay terrorist.
What are they called?
So incels, I-N-C-E-L. So they're a group of people that believe that there's something wrong with the world, and women in particular, because women don't want to give them sex that they're due. And a lot of the dudes that have been going around shooting up places.
Is this some music?
No. That's what these motherfuckers are. Incels.
They mad because they ain't getting no pussy.
What are incels?
They mad because they ain't getting no pussy?
Yes.
Because it supports my argument. I mean, if they were getting pussy, they wouldn't be mad, nigga.
But this is what I'm saying. That sect of terrorism. Yes. I didn't say all. I'm saying we're talking about all terrorism.
So why you ain't giving me my credit, bro?
I'm giving you your credit just now. Did I not bring it up? I brought it up, right? How is that not giving you your credit?
Because you just argue for 15 minutes it can't happen, and then you just tell me about
those
these.
Those are not real terrorists.
Because
those are fucking
about different acts of terrorists.
If you were up in the place and you shooting bitches because you ain't getting no pussy from them?
Because they're different acts of terrorists. That's why I brought it up. That's what it's because of the whole. Picture. We don't want to just give one side of the picture on the podcast. We want to give it all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like on The Ladies' Man. You remember they had that gang on The Ladies' Man? Who was it? Oh, what was the niggas' name? They was mad because he was fucking their wives, yeah, and they had a gang. No, fuck them niggas. That's not terrorists. Y'all a group of niggas who ain't getting no pussy. You ain't terrorizing
but
shit.
But they ain't blowing shit up or shooting shit.
You ain't terrorizing.
No, the dude.
No, I'm talking about. He's talking about the niggas. He talking about. They wasn't blowing shit up or you know.
No, they was trying to.
I'm just saying, that's a terrorist, bro.
No, that's terrorism, bro.
You just a lame-ass, simp-ass nigga.
It's basically what it is. You can't get laid, so you just assume.
Yeah, you a lame-ass, simp-ass nigga.
They call us. So what defines a terrorist? You got to be mad at something besides pussy?
I think if you define your terrorism, if you go to a meeting with other people who feel this way, then you're like, you know what? Let's do violence.
Let's break it down. What's the word?
I think that's
terror. Terrorism. It's like you're inflicting terror upon a certain group of people.
Well, you sound like
you don't have to be. It don't got to be political. It don't got to be. You ain't got to be from another country. Terrorism is what it is.
It's a group word. We're gonna terrorize everybody. Got white shoes.
You can go up to the corner store every day and rob everybody in that motherfucker. You a terrorist?
Hold on. Technically, gangbanging is terrorism.
Technically,
it's terrorism. Gangbanging could be considered terrorism.
If you want to define it ain't international.
People, hold on, you're targeting people from certain different graphics, certain areas, you know what I'm saying, certain backgrounds, you know, certain colors that wear a certain attire. That could be technically considered
terrorism.
If that's
how you banging, then yeah, you a terrorist too, nigga.
I mean,
narco
if people in your neighborhood can't go to the stores and feel safe because you get the gang going to rob them, nigga, y'all terrorizing the neighborhood that y'all live in. That's terrorism.
No, I definitely agree 100%.
No, I see what you're saying.
And, hold on, go back to it. Like, they do have meetings. Gangs have, you know.
Facts.
They hang out together. Yeah. They discuss, you know, what we're going to do, you know.
Right. They might not be minutes.
Doing company picnics.
There might not be minutes in the secretary, but
they tripping.
They do have
meetings. Bro, you tripping, dog. It's Clubhouse now.
Gang meeting. The phone shit.
What up, blood?
He's talking about the app shit,
man. Niggas having... What is Clubhouse?
I ain't never been on that.
Man, it's the app. It's basically an app where you go on and you just voice chat other people in a big-ass room.
And, like, you record
and
what you
basically
say and
just
send
podcast,
it.
Yeah.
It's not a lot, like...
No, it's live, yeah.
Everybody's
live.
Talking at the same time?
Well, you just can silence people and shit. It's basically a podcast.
What the fuck?
Live.
No, it's like a 28-way call.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Or like a Zoom meeting without the video.
Without video,
pretty
much. Yeah,
with people you don't know?
But different rooms and shit. People be like, you can clean your credit in this room. And then, like, yeah, people talking and shit. And, you know, be like, hey, man, if you want to learn how to build Legos like a champ, we got like 3 Lego masters that's going to be talking in this clubhouse.
Yo, hold on. Speaking of Legos, I read something this morning.
Yeah, they had a Lego heist.
There's Lego heist.
The Lego heist of 2021.
Can you imagine, going back to meetings, can you imagine calling like, hey, JR, Trent, Flames, come over. My house. I got a plan on heisting $75,000 worth of Legos.
Close the table off.
Where? Yeah.
Full plan.
The Lego warehouse factory.
Trucks that are going in between, like
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible. Yeah.
Like we about to really go hard.
Motherfucker, they busted like a huge house in like Washington, and then another one in like. I don't know, like fucking Ireland or some shit like that. Like, all over the world.
No cap, though. I got a 5-year-old son, man. And fucking Legos is expensive.
No,
and
I know you know what the
international
fuck I'm talking about.
Lego.
I know you know what I'm talking about.
So if you can get some Legos on the
cheap.
A
little box of Legos like this might run you $25.
Facts. But you don't love your kid that much? So
no, I'm just saying. It's ridiculous. The price.
No, Legos used to be the shit.
It's a plastic. They're going to lose them. This shit never gets complete.
Right? Can't even build this shit. That's what my daddy said. Man, you can't even build no goddamn Lego.
Can't you build this shit?
Get you a basketball, nigga.
Lego, and
your
Lego
daddy ain't have no credit for you.
I remember back when I was a kid, Lego used to do you dirty with the instructions.
Your daddy
so you
might
have
not
to look
have
at the box and figure it out. They ain't never give you a pamphlet. They always just like, you just got the box.
I had one puzzle. I couldn't figure it out. So
black kid, you throw the box away. And we just got parts now.
That nigga daddy said, yo, you can't build that shit before you even looked at the box. Like, yo, your daddy.
Dad, they're not believing you.
Facts, though. That nigga was like, no.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm trying to vouch for you. I said, as a kid, when we was kids, the only instructions was on the box.
Facts.
They ain't give us the pamphlet they give you now. They give you a whole instruction manual now. But when we was kids, we open the shit and throw the box away.
He couldn't do it either, so he couldn't help me
with that box.
He couldn't help me with it.
All we know is the wheels go in the front, the wheels go in the back. Whatever else we build, this motherfucker just going to be what it is. It never ended up being the goddamn Millennium Falcon.
So they stealing them shit now.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's what we're getting at.
They ain't robbing banks. I'm in Legos.
Hey, who did this? These was motherfuckers from the Netherlands.
I don't fucking know.
Them niggas scrolled out a fucking 6 foot long map, dog. Like, all right, this is what I said. This is what we're going to do. We're going to hit the truck.
Toys R Us.
Yeah.
The old Toys R Us. The last one in the 60s.
The last Toys R Us.
These are duplex. Don't ever get these. You better not run out of here with these.
They store all the old Legos.
Guys, I'm talking. Gang of International
You wasn't.
Don't nobody give a fuck.
Gang of International Lego thieves arrested in Paris heist.
Can you even call them a gang?
Damn, them niggas got
yeah, you can.
They got arrested in Paris?
Yeah. That's a gang?
Yeah, that's a gang, though.
International Lego thieves who attempted to steal valuable collectible sets.
Collectible sets. It must have been
three
museum.
Three into custody, two men and a woman. They had plans. They had disguises, I bet.
The niggas had weird.
Fake IDs.
If the niggas was hiking the Legos, if they was hiking the Legos, their disguises with them big noses with the mustache on them.
They traveled from Poland to Paris where they already caught a raiding shop.
Oh shit. Yeah. Could you imagine the customs this niggas had?
No, it had to be worth more than $75,000. Ain't no way in hell. That's, you could be labeled an international Lego smuggling ring for $75,000.
Oh, they're going after the big shit. They went after the series, the collector's Millennium Falcon that is $15,000. And the Taj Mahal, you did. That's worth $3,000.
Shit.
The Taj Mahal, $3,000. That's it? A heist for about.
Hold on. Lego has been considered valuable, blah, 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 blah. In 2014, Arizona achieved $145,000. Four people. That cost him $145,000 worth of Legos.
No, look, no, I was just about to say that about that story because I was going to say, I seen that story. This was a while back.
Arizona?
But they were going around the country.
$145,000.
But now it's in Paris.
Yeah, they was doing it. They got locked up for that shit, though.
And goes back to what we was talking about. It's funny here on the High Class Dirtbags podcast, everything always comes back to what we was originally talking about, even though we talk about a bunch of random shit.
It
had
to be a
and
movie,
you just be like,
bro.
What the fuck is y'all talking about? And then, but
I already forgot what we were talking about.
And it ties back in. It goes back.
It all makes sense.
Just fucking say the circle.
You just ride with us. We gonna bring it back.
You just sit tight. It's coming back.
You know how we was talking about money? Can money solve all your problems? $145,000 can't solve all my problems. So it goes back to what you was talking about earlier about the $10,000. Like, motherfucker be like, yo, I got a scheme to rob $145,000 worth of Legos that involves a cross-country trip. I'm going to be like, nah, nigga, I'm going to work tomorrow.
That ain't enough.
I'm going to work tomorrow, my nigga.
But here's the thing.
Like, is you robbing them from some kids? And I'm with you, but, like, other than that.
But here's the thing. If,
nah,
if,
nigga.
Like, one location, $145,000 worth
from
of Legos.
From a museum? Nah.
But, like, three different locations? Yeah. Nah, my nigga. I'm not going to Ireland and
from
Paris.
From a bank?
Then Poland. Like, nah, nigga. For $3,000 worth of Legos, my nigga?
If we robbing a little kid, then yeah, I'm with you for $105,000. Like, fuck them kids.
That wasn't $3,000, was it?
We ain't robbing no goddamn.
Nah, money. He was saying that they were robbing different amounts, but like.
You got three different heists. You got to do like three different heists.
Yeah. Like, if one's $15,000 here, the other one's $3,000 here, like, them niggas, them numbers is fucked up, nigga. You can do that in town.
But hold on.
Yeah, I'd rather just go to work, my nigga.
Like, hold on. You guys aren't giving these people credits. I'm sure they do Legos on, like, Monday. They're, like, Beanie Babies on Tuesday. You know,
no,
fucking
I ain't giving them no
Harry
credit.
Potter toys, Star Wars toys. Like, I'm sure they got a whole line of, like.
But the people who got arrested, who I was telling you about, what I seen. Like, they weren't just getting Legos. They were going to, like, all the toys. You know what I'm saying?
All kind of collectibles.
All the, like, big toys. Like, yeah.
Like, but, like
when they bust
them
in, I think they were from, like, Wisconsin. I don't want to say.
But would they get a bunch of them, or are they just, are we just going
man,
for one
tip of
the
folks' over. House.
Yeah. It's in the back
multiple
room on the
everything.
Top shelf.
Whatever's the biggest thing, like kids like.
Nigga crawling through the AC duct to get one goddamn tickle me up.
Nah, like, it was just stealing.
I want that Turbo Man. Give me that Turbo Man.
Yeah, somebody got to have it. It's a $5,000 heist. It's two of y'all. Y'all ain't gonna make $2,000.
Y'all ain't get the Schwarzenegger reference. Oh, fuck y'all.
No, that's from Jiggle All the Way. I know what you're talking about. Jiggle All the Way.
Turbo Man.
Your Schwarzenegger impersonation was just a little weird.
He got his own sound effects.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Fuck
you put that shit out your goddamn pocket, man.
He said, fuck your sound effects on your board, man.
That was the first one you pressed all day. You ain't showing no other.
Oh, I was waiting for the right time, and it was Trent's bad joke.
Damn, he catched it.
I won this yesterday at Easter Egg Hunt. So I was like, oh, I know exactly where I'm getting this shit.
That's a good Easter egg.
That's an asshole.
That's a big ass Easter egg. That was
no, there was a tiny little token in it that got
man,
me.
Fuck you, man.
That was hilarious. That's hilarious, dog. Right. That's what
like, that shit's coming. Come out distorted.
That shit's stupid.
Oh my goodness.
That's
dog.
Funny though, bro.
So what else are we talking about, dog? Y'all dudes crazy, dog. Like I be loving
talking
this
about
shit.
How these niggas would rob $145,000 with the Lego.
That's some idiotic shit.
Man. Like that.
Let's just call it what it is, bro.
No, yo. What you in for?
Stealing. Lego. Grand larceny.
Grand larceny. Oh, word?
42 charges.
You robbing banks and shit?
6 different countries.
No.
Like, you can't say that. You got to make it more suspenseful. Shit, Legos.
Man, you in here for stealing frozen Legos, bro. Don't lie to these motherfuckers.
Plastic.
Somebody's going to know.
You
know
what I'm saying? Plastic antiques. I almost got a body off of that shit, bro.
But I don't think you're going to sit good in the fucking, you know, Gen Pop, knowing that you steal Legos from kids.
You ain't gonna say it.
You think everybody's gonna be cool with you?
He's not stealing from kids.
I steal antiques.
He said he's stealing from kids. Fuck them kids. Did you not say that?
I steal antiques. Yeah, I'm stealing.
He said fuck them kids.
Eagle 150.
Like, hold on.
And that's what we do.
But what if we need that's guns, boss? Like, here's these rubber band guns.
Give us fucking Star Wars, fucking lightsaber, Star Wars toys and shit. Like, no, what the fuck I'm supposed to do?
Learning your it's a book on pressure points.
Smuggling Legos into this prison.
Nigga hand out nunchucks and shit.
In the prison, you got everybody in the fucking art room, everybody building Legos. Yeah, I got these especially then for y'all.
Like, how did you get these in the countries? Rectally.
You pull back a curtain, it's a bucket full of red Legos. I think I got the most red Legos in the country.
Motherfuckers smuggling Legos
rectally. You smuggling Legos.
Guys. Smuggling Legos. Nigga, meet up, do a drug meet up.
For Legos?
Yeah, they're in the trunk. We're switching cars.
Nigga, open up a suitcase. He got one suitcase full of all yellow.
All the little faces come out like.
open up another one. We got all the clear windshields. Close them shit.
Like, man, these faces running here smiling. Like.
Yeah. All those Lego men heads and shit.
So they match them.
Nigga got the one with the holographic faces.
Yeah. Oh, man. I got my hair. Full of all them shit.
Man.
I got 50 pounds of red Legos. Right now in the
speaking
back
speaking of
the
Legos
truck.
They all perfect.
Are we gonna,
in the suitcase.
I don't know if y'all want to talk about this shit.
Dumb bro. What?
But a little Uzi Vert shit. Cause y'all said Legos. I got in my head like he got a Lego.
Oh, like he got a Lego. That's how it's clicking.
That's how it's clicking his forehead.
What is that?
Like Lego attachment. He got a Lego attachment.
Yes.
It's just a little Lego notch.
You think he sits at home and builds on it? at some point he gets to like where it's like too high for him, so he's got to get like help. Like,
where did all the Legos go?
I'm holding still. You fucked it up. Like,
she made it drop. He get up, man. Shit.
Like, yo, who's the buyer? You'll never believe this.
Hop out the truck.
What's up, guys?
Yo, somebody, y'all go to? What school y'all go to?
Yo, somebody's just going to cut his head off. Like, I think he's just going to be in the wrong herd at a long time. Someone's going to have a samurai sword. Just...
No,
I think he just...
$72 million on that fucking forehead.
I don't even think he rocking it no more.
You don't got to do that, dog. All you got to do is Thanos pick that motherfucker out.
You see him bleeding that weapon. I don't even think he rocking that shit no more, man.
Man, as soon as you grab that bitch out, you be like, I am Thanos.
Wipe it off. You can't even sleep with it in yet. How you going to sleep with it if it hurt? No,
he got on turban.
Crazy, boy.
I don't know.
So, there's like, when you have like really expensive like engagement rings, part of the insurance of it is you have to get a replica. Like if you have like a, you know, like a really, you know, just to, so like you leave that in the safe, and then you rock the fake.
Yeah.
You know what's dumb about that?
Did this motherfucker have the same insurance?
For a guy to have to buy a ring and get a fake one, and this bitch ain't wearing my ring, you told me it's sitting in the safe, you're getting a fake ring from the jump.
So you technically paying for
I'll buy
a
house
ring
with the money and you just wear the fake ring. This is your ring. You live in your ring, bitch.
How much... I agree with you with that. Like, I don't like that at all. If I'm about to drink,
I get it, but I don't like it.
But hold on, here's the thing.
Until you get robbed, you're like, bitch, tell me you got the fake one.
She's just going to say yes right here.
They're going to be mad in the motherfucker.
No, I want a real one because you always want me the real one. You always want me to wear the real one, so I want a real one.
That's why you get the fake one from the jump.
I try to reverse psychology. Hold on, here's the thing. You're obviously, like, if you're going to the fucking grocery store, you're going to wear the fake one. But if you're going to, you know.
No, you just buy.
You're going to your high school graduation.
From the jump,
you know,
and then spend the money on something else. If that's what
you
want to do.
Millions. Like,
how much percentage of the purchase of the overall ring goes towards buying a fake ring, because they ain't gonna be like, "Ha, we done made so much money off of you with this real ring. We just gonna give you a fake one for free." Nigga, like, here
you go. You gotta go. Yeah, I mean, like, celebrities do that shit.
How much? Like, I'm sure they probably sell them. And how like, much here's the real, here's the fake.
How much is the real one gonna appreciate though? Like, does, is it even worth sitting in the vault?
It's a diamond.
We talking about a diamond in your fucking forehead though. Not the ring.
Yeah, we're talking about the diamond in the forehead. More than
the stone.
Does he have the real stone?
The original conversation is Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh.
This thing has Lil Uzi like a fake
zone. I mean, if he really what he'd say, I mean, he rocked
his. He's like, man, I'm going to the fucking going to this neighborhood. Like,
why? Yeah, I wouldn't want to have it. Click, click. But who can be able to tell? It's like, they can still rip your head off. You still might lose your life over that shit.
That's why you just make here, take it. I'm out.
But he just got into it with dude. But he said he couldn't even just take it out. He gotta go.
That was the whole subject matter for the shit. Oh, yeah. That was the segue.
How do you clean behind?
You said, huh?
Like, I'm sure you gotta, like, clean behind.
I know.
Him,
I don't even know
that.
How we got to the fucking.
But it is funny, though, because he got into it with Southside because Southside dates the other girl from City Girl.
This week in hip hop.
Miami.
This week in hip hop.
This week in hip hop.
There we go. Introduction
segment.
What's the introduction? Like, there's an NPR noise. What's the
beatbox?
We have it better next week. This week in hip hop.
This week in hip hop. Southside was the fuck. Uzi Vert, aka Lil Vision, and Lil Uzi
Lil Vision.
Lil Uzi Vision.
Lil Vision.
That's Lil Uzi Vision.
Stupid, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
He might take that. Let's copyright that shit. Don't tell y'all can't tell.
Lil Uzi Vision.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, because apparently, Uzi, for who those who don't know, like Orin, Lil Uzi Vert is a rapper. We're going to call him Lil Uzi Vision from now on this podcast.
We're going to tie it in for you, Orin.
Right. So, he dates one half of the City Girls, which I believe is JT. Southside, who is a Atlanta-based producer, super producer, dates the other half, who is Young Miami.
Okay, right.
Uzi was chilling with his girl, JT, who's best friends with Young Miami, Southside's girlfriend. Southside, real street nigga, by the way. started getting into it with her on FaceTime, calling, you know, saying all kind of shit. So then Southside later on called Uzi, took to the internet to send threats to Uzi Vert saying, "I will whoop your ass. I am a real nigga, real street nigga. I'm not this rap shit. I'll whoop your ass," right? So that got me thinking, right? Because everybody's talking about that whole situation. Me, I like to go left. It got me thinking about, is it a point that you should you make it a point to be best friends with your girl's best friend or be cool with your girl's best friend?
Make it a point. I don't think you should make it a point.
I'm not
but you should. I don't think you should make it a point, but
I ain't gonna lie.
I think you should try.
I smoke that moorah.
I don't know.
Just naturally. Naturally give her a try. I don't like hate her off the rip.
What would Martin be with if it wasn't for that, you know,
that Pam shit? Yeah. I mean, that's different though. I'm just saying, like,
well, what's the super?
I don't think you gotta put too much effort into it. Like, so y'all don't get along. Y'all
somebody
get along.
Who's super successful at being a producer. Right, that produces different genres.
I think you try, but then if it doesn't work, like, I think it also depends on how strong the relationship is.
I think it depends on how strong.
Like, if you just started dating, yeah, you gotta kind of be nice.
I think
you gotta be nice to the friends. But if you married kids, like, fuck yeah, Pam.
If she cool, she
like,
cool.
Fuck you, Pam. You get out of my house. Like, that
if
kind
she
of
not
shit.
Cool, then fuck it. I'm good.
I went Orin on this one.
Yeah.
What's that?
I want Orin on this
well,
one.
Well, you gotta butt heads with the best.
Like, nah, like you said, if it's early on, you gotta kind of be nice. But if we already married, got
like,
a crib.
Okay,
yeah, nah, hell no, nah, fuck you. I don't know you. Get out.
Oh,
of
it's
my
all. You ain't
like,
even
no,
giving her a chance.
Like,
yeah,
you just don't like her at all.
I think
point?
You should watch how she pops off, especially if she dates notorious street niggas.
What, she gonna shoot up your house with her best friends?
That could actually happen in the streets.
Yeah.
Sorry. That could actually happen.
Yeah, I guess it could happen.
That actually happens. You know, you got your everybody's dated a chick who came from a crazy background, but, you know, became successful or whatever, but still got motherfuckers that's really with the shits, you know what I'm saying? And her best friends, maybe one of them, her best friend date.
Everybody dated one of these people?
I mean, minority-wise, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You know what I'm saying? That shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you guys. Are not those successful, situations. But you know what I'm saying? Have a rose above her circumstances, but still has like a best friend that's, you know what I'm saying, ratchet as fuck, whatever. Whoop de whoop. Everybody done dated a chick that got a ratchet ass best friend. You know what I'm saying? That they can't really fuck with. You know what I'm saying? But the question is, like, are you gonna pop off to this real street nigga boyfriend?
But like, you gotta be like, why don't I like her? Like, I'm just not gonna like her just because she's
because she sucks. She just fucking sucks. Like, how long do you take up the suckiness of this person? Like, how long do you just shut up and say, you know? Like I said, when you first start dating, then yeah.
I mean, you can't. I don't know. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Like, okay, like if I live with my girl, I can tell my girl, like, yeah, I don't like when she come over here. Like, I'd rather her not come here. And like you can not even be around the bitch. Like, why? She don't even gotta be in my life. That's not my friend.
Exactly.
That's my girl's friend. I don't even have to be around her. Right?
I done did it. Shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've done it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I I don't like her. So why even if you with me, why would you even want me to be around
her? If there was some fucked up shit in the past, then yeah, I can understand that. But if it's like, you know, like conscious, like I could be cordial, like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
Facts. You don't fuck with me, I fuck with you. But we'll be cordial because we both got love for the same person.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
We ain't even gotta speak to each other. You know what I mean? Be in the same room.
But now if I'm always around and you always saying slick shit, I'm gonna be like, yo,
now it's a personal thing.
Yeah.
How often are you nice to your boys' girl? Like, the reverse question.
What's nice?
Your boys, girl.
Yeah, like, how often do you keep it nice? Like, I mean,
you say hello, and that's it. Motherfucker, like, you say hello, and that's really it.
No, what I'm saying, like, it's the same question, but just reverse. Like,
just be respectful.
Like, if Trent's dating an annoying girl, like, how much, you know, how long do you just tell her, like, you know, just shut the fuck up?
You don't
like when she first comes around, later comes around.
I think for a dude, it'll be different because if I don't like your girl, I'm just not gonna come over there. And I'm gonna tell you, like, yo, I ain't coming. I don't fuck with your girl.
He's always
like
bringing her. You don't have an option.
Yeah,
he's always bringing her. If that's my boy, he gonna know. Like, you gonna know your boys don't get along with your girl. You gonna know that.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you. You can bring her sometimes, but hey, I don't fuck with her like that. I'm gonna tell you straight up from a dude. It's like, yeah, I don't.
It's
fuck
up
with
to
her
him
like
to control
her.
It's the same shit. Just a reverse question.
Yeah,
I don't know because I done been in that situation because I done been, you know, cool with motherfuckers that I'm super cool with, and then they be dating somebody I don't fuck with, and I'd be like, well, you really like this motherfucker? Like, you'd be like, man, I hope this shit ain't gonna get serious, and then get serious, you'd be like, fuck. Well, like you still my boy. Like, I gotta fuck with you. Like, I can't not fuck with you because of her, because then I wouldn't be, you know what I'm saying?
Facts, but I'm like, when I pull up, I know the energy when I pull up.
But then when it ends, it's be like, thank God, boy.
Yeah, I know
like,
the energy.
Like, thank God.
Just wait for the day y'all can talk about that bitch together. Like,
man, I knew that shit was going to happen. Like, I knew that shit was going to happen.
Like, I want to tell you 10
but
years
I
ago.
Tell you, but I ain't want to be all negative and shit, bro.
Man,
but
I ain't
want to
be
like,
that guy.
She wasn't the one, bro. I'm telling you, she wasn't the one. That's how you got to do your
business. You got to be careful with them shits now because most relationships end. And then they get back together. So you don't want to, like,
even if they stay friends. Even if they stay friends.
And then they're back together. You're like,
they're
back
together,
like,
in some way. She's still in this man's life. Oh, he's still best friend, bro. That's my best friend.
Yeah, man.
That's some bullshit.
You ain't the best man.
You done said the worst shit about this.
I knew that shit.
Remember
1 week later.
You better wait.
Like, we got married last week. Like,
yeah, exactly.
like the bye-bye
you
friendship.
Come
you said, but you had said.
Nope. You said you ain't like her, so I ain't even gonna call you around no more.
You gotta be careful with that shit.
You come back around. You like, hey, bro, don't say none of that shit you was saying.
Hey, remember
we friends,
that night
but
we had talked. Remember we was drunk, bro? Remember we was drunk and we had talked and I had said that?
So the answer to the question is yes or no.
What was the question?
Should you make it a point to be cool with
make it a point?
Your girl's
no.
I say no.
Friend?
I say no.
Make it a
even
point,
if she
no.
don't like you.
I no. say yes.
I mean, I make it a point. To, no.
Yeah, you
all
should. Right. Yes.
Here's the thing. Hold on. I want you guys to realize something. You're completely forgetting something. Yes. Your girl had this best friend before you.
Thanks.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you.
Yeah,
you date this girl, you have to. She's like, hey, this is my new best friend.
But then you have to at that point.
So at the first, like I said, you
but
have
that's
to
that's
do
the
this.
Question
like,
is,
unless
how
the question
you say
is,
no
if you don't get along with her.
I was gonna say, unless you just
that's the question.
You meet her and you just like, nah,
no,
I don't
said,
like this
even
bro.
if like whether so whether you're cool with her or not, like should you make it a point to be like, yo,
you should
I think
make it a point.
If you
okay,
with
yeah,
somebody,
I think
you
should try. You make a point to try. Make it a point to try.
In any area that you if you're with somebody in any area that they care about, as long as it's not hurting.
Yeah.
Other people,
you gotta try
you
to make
try.
That person happy.
You know who
too.
Has the perfect relationship in this? I think you guys watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Nope.
Yeah. No, I mean, you watch it, don't you?
Yeah, I watch
Larry
it.
Larry and Jeff's wife. Like, they hate each other, but they just kind of, like, tolerate each other because they're,
the sake of Jeff? Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, that's your best friend.
Yeah.
Like,
but like you said, Martin and Pam. Relationship. For the audience, Martin
I would
Pam
actually kind of like that.
Say, like, that's yeah. respectful. They respectful towards each other, too.
Like, I almost wish I didn't get along with Trent's girl because it would be good banter.
Well, you already don't get along with Trent, but y'all still love each other.
That's just saying. It's a complete opposite.
Y'all just take it out on each other instead of putting the woman involved.
So, with that being said, since we already kind of touched on it, can you? The next question was from one of our fans. They asked, they said, hey, can you tell a close friend that the woman he's with is not for him?
Yeah, hell right. yeah. If that's your close friend, you better tell him. But just make sure you don't do it after the first
especially break. Especially if she, don't tell him what?
After the first breakup. Dude, after the second breakup or at the beginning
second
of the
second breakup, no, you do that shit immediately when he first bring her out. It's my girl, bro. And once he start telling that, talking that shit, especially if you know something already or if you feel it already, you might as well go ahead and stop it early before it gets too late.
But if it's just a nigga you know from like, yo, we cool as fuck, but like we
oh, no,
like,
you mind your business on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're like, hey, man,
you live and you learn.
Hey, she might be different, bro.
You're like, yo, she... Hey, at least she happy.
Man. Hey, man, I heard she was a hoe, man. You know anything? Hey,
man, at least you happy, bro.
I know she know niggas, but she must
be. No, I don't know shit, dog. Like, nah, I ain't heard nothing.
Right.
You know, when I tried to do that shit to niggas, I'd be like, yo, hey, man, don't do that. Niggas they fuck around and still got with him and then that. Told
out of
her.
Spite.
Then
told her you said
but
that.
But then told LeBron, then the whole thing was just all bad. I'm like,
see, now,
bro, like,
see now you got beef with your homie girl. Just like
that ain't my homie. I just told the nigga what you know.
See, that's what you did wrong. You only tell close niggas that you could tell shit constructive criticism to that they won't get offended and be like, you know what,
you
I'm
hate.
Not fucking with you no more.
You hate,
you
know
nigga.
You hate.
Nah, I ain't shit. I'm an RPA.
Like, just because you cool with everybody don't mean you can give...
If it's just a nigga I know and I see him every now and again, I just know you, but I don't know you. It's my duty to do that.
I used to be like that, bro. But
duty.
You gotta
my duty
realize
RPA, you ain't my man's like
more
that.
More harm than good.
Like if you start beefing in the if it's somebody I fight for, I fight with, I'm gonna tell you. Because if I fight with you, I need to tell you. You know what I mean? It need to be on that level. But if it's somebody just like, oh shit, he get his ass whooped. You just know him. You know what I mean?
That's different with a broad, though. I'm talking about if you going through shit with a broad, that's different.
Like, nah, you getting so, in you getting in niggas business. Like I ain't buying
shit. That's my duty in the RPA, man. I can't. Like,
that ain't player.
No man left behind, man.
That ain't player. Shit,
no, hell no, no man left behind.
Nah, man. So I mean,
so you.
I don't know, bro.
So you.
I don't know if I can tell. Like just
hell nah,
like a nigga.
If you fucking with a broad, if I know you, you fucking with a broad who's scandalous. I'm gonna be like, hey, man.
Now if she known for robbing niggas and shit.
Nah, just I don't give a fuck what she is. If I know she's a bad a hard. Bitch, I'm gonna let you know. Hey, man,
everybody love different, man. So
I ain't gonna go that route.
But if you do, then shit.
If we had like a cookout,
I'm gonna give you the warning.
If you come through the crib,
y'all dudes in this room,
I ain't gonna do that at the club.
If y'all dudes in this room, like, yeah, I could be like, yo, we gotta have a real conversation, like, whoop de whoop. But if you talk about just some motherfucker like acquaintance, like, man, I'm not talking to everybody like that, bro. Like, I don't have conversations like that with
anybody. I wouldn't even feel comfortable.
I'd be like, bro, because motherfuckers could be different. So I don't want to talk on somebody that's passed.
Don't be telling me what my girl did.
That's going to take it in an offensive manner. You know what I'm saying?
Man, your girl's a
freak. I'm only going to tell somebody that I think is going to take the advice.
Just walking around the city, going to like outdoor couples that are sitting at a table. It's like, hey, she's totally wrong for you, bro.
No, I ain't doing that.
I follow her on IG, bro.
Kevin Samuel. I ain't doing that.
Kevin Samuel.
That's like tapping a stranger. Hey, bro, I follow her on IG. You her boyfriend?
Nah,
I watched her story last night. Like, she wasn't with you, bro. Yeah. Like, no, I don't even know you, nigga. I ain't about to tell you.
No, but I'm saying,
listen. No, not making up lies. Just straight up being like, yeah, I don't think she's for you, bro.
Yeah. Nah, I ain't no shit like that.
I wouldn't even tell a nigga that unless he was my homie.
Nah, man. Because, I mean,
so you gotta tell your homie?
I tell my homie, but I wouldn't tell just a nigga I know.
Yeah, because I'm in that situation.
I mean, if it's a nigga
now,
you know, dog. Like, I mean,
nah, I'm in that situation now. There's a nigga that I know from work. And there's another chick that I know from work. And she was a whore. And now they together. And they booed up and coupled up. Which is
see,
nice.
You supposed to get to all that.
Like, but the fact, like, but even if you did say something, what you going to say?
Yeah,
hey, bro, she
hold
was,
up.
She
yeah,
was a
bro,
whore.
Like,
I'm with you on this one.
She might not be a whore.
There is a way you
can tell. What am I going to say? Like, oh, she's a whore now. Don't love her?
Right.
You don't have to
say if you just start fucking with the bitch, or you like, man, I like that bitch. I'm be like, hey, man,
do your thing and get the fuck on.
But no, that's what I'm saying.
If y'all together,
but why was it time to do his thing and get the fuck on?
Because he better not be no simp out here, nigga.
But what you're not saying is I saw it at the beginning. So like I could have said something at the beginning, but it's like why it's not my like what at what place do I just come out the woodwork and be like, oh, I see y'all on fucking, you know, social media together, just know that she was a whore.
I got a question. How long
like come
how
on
long,
that
how,
sound,
how long do a girl
that
how
sound
long,
like some haters?
How long do a woman's homeless stay with her? How long
that's
do a
woman stay before with? Before we get on that, there is other ways to tell people without actually telling them. Like you know, like in the Jewish community we have rabbis. The rabbis don't ever tell you shit. They just ask a bunch of questions and tell you stories about other shit. Mm. And eventually you come to the self-realization of that. So ideally, like, instead of telling him his girlfriend's a whore, talk about other friends who have girlfriends who are whores. And hopefully by association, you'll be like, you know what? I am also with the whore. I'm going to do the right thing. Like,
nah, man. I ain't got time to do all that.
Yeah, I don't know all the Dutch shit.
I ain't got time to do all that.
Like, here's the thing. It's like, then... Obviously, like, if it's your boy, like, if it's you and me, like, you come up to me, you tell me the fucking straight truth, I'm beating on the bush.
Don't trust that bitch.
But if it's, like, somebody at work, like, you're with this person every day, like
the
drop
only,
some knowledge.
The only thing that I could tell a dude to not mess with a girl, whether I know him or not, is if she, like, known for robbing people.
No, I...
If she be seen with other niggas, I can't...
But I ain't gonna say...
I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh, she was just with another nigga.
Because that's gossiping.
Like, that ain't me,
that's
bro.
Gossiping,
yeah, I can't do that, bro.
That's gossiping.
Now, if you... Now, if... Because, like, we players, right? If you really player about your shit, if it's a girl you with, she not doing nothing behind your back to disrespect you. So you ain't got to worry about that.
No, that ain't my fault. These niggas not. That's why I say these are simps, man, in the whims.
So that ain't for me to tell you.
These simps in the whims,
man. If your girl dipping off on you, that ain't for me. Now, if she robbing people and putting harm in niggas, setting niggas up, now I tell you, like, oh, you should be setting niggas up.
Let's do all these. Let's not do all these, like, it's more of, like... If your boy is with a girl and you know that she's known for, like, cheating, like, she's always
that's
cheating.
That's the main scenario.
Like, that's, like, the main scenario. Yeah, we need to like, I mean, that's, like, there. Like, let's go on, like, a main scenario so we can just stay in, like, you know, on topic. Facts. Like, if it's as simple as, like, you know she's going to cheat. Every boy she's been with, she's cheating on her whole fucking life. You went to high school with this girl. This dude just moved to town. You know what I mean? Like, you like
it's
this
hard to tell the nigga, like hey, she gonna cheat on you, bro.
You've known the dude for, like, 2 years. He's getting serious.
No, it ain't. That way you tell her, hey, man, do your thing and go ahead, man.
He's getting kind of serious.
Why he be like, why, bro, why? Because she be cheating.
No, I hell no. That's some lame nigga shit,
what
man.
You do, then?
Do your thing and go ahead, nigga. If you
that's dry snitching, pretty much.
Do your thing and go ahead.
That's pretty much
that's
the same
snitching.
Shit.
That's snitching.
I don't like dry snitching.
I don't give a fuck about no man. Look, man.
That's snitching.
Like, I ain't going to say
for
nothing.
For a man who don't like no form of snitching, that is
dude,
a
I ain't going to say nothing.
Do your thing and go ahead. I'm giving you the heads up. There ain't no snitching. That's like if the police coming down the street, like, hey, man, go ahead on, man. Get your little playoff and go ahead.
I ain't going to be nothing.
Shit, nigga. That's shit.
She might change for you. I don't know.
Shit. If I'm in the streets.
I'm feeling, bro. I be like, she might change for you, dog. Like, who am I, dog? Who am I to stop? You might be that nigga. Like, so you gonna, but hold on, it's not like your words are like, oh, well, thanks, Jerry, I'm gonna go play golf with her. Like, relationship shit. Like, but should he know though? Like, hey, this is who you. But then once again, it's like, damn, I'm cool, obviously I'm cool with the motherfucker, so I feel like blatant enough to be like, yo, tell him this. But what if he really serious? And then he gonna be like, you know what? Yeah, like, she might have been that way. I actually know about that. But the fact that you brought it to my attention, I can't really fuck with you no more just because of the fact that that's how you view her with me.
Like, oh, well. Why are you even worried about my relationship?
Yeah, like, that's how you view her with me. So I'm not gonna have you around when I'm, touchy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because it's like, well, damn, like, I didn't, like, I didn't say that to not have you in my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, type shit. Like, not to sound corny, but, like, I didn't say, like, the only reason I'm saying that, because typically the only time you say that to motherfuckers is because you care about them, boy, right, in some regards.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So you just ain't trying to just talk.
So a lot of times you end up doing the opposite, you know what I'm
what
saying?
You thought
what you was going to do.
But then, hold on, like, and this is the same, if you consider this person a close friend and you approached him with a hard truth and their reaction was, like, banishment of you, like, did you not just kind of do yourself a favor of, like, you know, this is a piece of shit person? Like, honestly, like,
not really.
If I need to hear the hard truth, you should tell me.
Not when it comes to that.
But if it's like, somebody like you work with, no, that's
not when it comes to that though. Because it's like when you talk about somebody who somebody loves, that's a touchy subject, bro. Because motherfuckers, you can tell motherfuckers about themselves all day, and I've seen it, bro. My whole life, I've seen more people Amen. You can tell about themselves, and they'll take that constructive criticism and move on and be like, you know what, you were right. But the second you mention who they love, who they love, or what they love, you become a part of the problem.
They get
bro.
Defensive.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? And cut you out, bro. And push you away. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, oh, the fuck well.
No, I shit, understand. Like, I understand it. Oh, well. But at the same time, that's not healthy. You know what I'm saying?
No, so, but shit, they have to tell the truth to people, man.
But hold on. Here's an example. Man. Like, you know, like, for instance, like.
You got to pick your battles, man.
My sister has not made the best choices of people. And I'm like, hey, we've gotten into fights about it. Like, I don't like this motherfucker. And eventually, you know, she'd be like, you was right. Exactly, yeah, like, you know, so like, and in the same, but it's the same thing. If it's like a best friend, like, no, yeah, best thing. Friend is kind of the same fucking thing.
No, and best friends, but we not talking about the best friend because we all agree on the best friend. We talking about on what we don't agree on, and that's the person that you just kind of fuck
no,
with,
I saw,
that you cool with.
I say like, we just give him like rabbi story, you know like, what I'm you know.
Like, we all agree on the best friend tip, like, you gotta tell your best friend. So, like, here, we don't talk, on this podcast, we don't talk about what we agree on. We talk about on what we don't disagree on.
Shit, if it's a...
Man, what we don't disagree on? I don't think that's...
No, I said what we don't agree on. I said on what we don't agree on.
What's the dead subject, nigga? Y'all, nigga?
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, nigga. Like I said, if a nigga out there, man, look, if I see you with... Don't be no wimp, man.
Nah, man.
If I see a nigga,
don't be no wimp before you walk out the house.
Like, if I see a nigga out the house,
I can't help you, bro. If you a wimp when you walk out the house,
there's another scenario. Same friend, somebody you kind of know, your work, somebody you like, somebody at work that you say you like a lot. Starts dating this girl, blah blah blah. They've been going together. Like, at what point, or even at a point, do you tell him that hey, we used to date?
Oh shit, you supposed to been told him that, bro.
The thing, at one point, like hey, you know, like. Oh, I used to.
No, you're supposed to been said that got out the way. And you, like, extinguished any bullshit.
What if he knows but didn't say anything?
Well, then that's him then. Yeah. That's some fuck shit, too.
Do you say anything?
I mean, if that's your boy.
Yeah, you got to say something, though.
That's your boy.
Somebody
if it's just somebody I just
no,
see.
No, I mean, but see, I'm different. Like, me
and
personally.
Like, hey, I see him like, at Crafty or something. Like, hey, what's up, bro? What's
I like to address shit right then and there.
I don't
there.
Know.
Like,
I feel that's weird.
If it, no, if, it, no, if it's that situation, like, I ain't going to be, like, at work and be like, just put that shit on you at work so then you have to deal with the burden of that and work. Yeah. I might see you off and be like, hey, bro, like, I just want to be, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey. Just so you know, like, bro, like, we work together, but I want to tell you, but I didn't want to tell you at work, because, like, work is work.
If I see you outside of work, it deserves a conversation. If I see you regularly outside of work. Now, if I just bump into you every now and then because we just happen to be at the same place, but we don't hang out, I'm not telling you shit.
But if we work together and if I don't really like you,
you're not in my
but
life.
If you're a person I work with, I'd be like, man, I like this guy, man. He's a
that's
good
okay.
guy.
You like the person.
Then
it's
yeah, because it's dudes you work with, you'd be like, yo, you know.
We in the film business, so it's different. Like, you can work with people and never see them again or see them on your very next show. So it don't really, shit changes. You know what I'm saying? You don't work with the same people all the time for years on end, typically, unless it's the same department.
Even if it's somebody new around you.
But we're in, our listeners, most of, you know, all 12 of them. I'll probably have his kind of more work style of life. We are stuck.
That, man. Thank to our over 1,000 listeners. Thank
Dude,
you.
Dude, nice. Thank you, over 1,000 listeners.
Appreciate it.
It took 1,000 to get me laid?
I mean, what the fuck is wrong? Imagine when we get a million views, bro. Not listening, bro.
We
got
a million views. He gonna be off his chain. We stopping terrorists with a million views, bro.
We get addicted to
a million views. We gonna have to get him out of hotel room.
You and her gonna get married, man. She gonna thank so much. You like, I listened to this week's episode, honey. Let's go home now.
She's in the car waiting. What are you talking about?
She's like, we got the aux cord running to the car. She's listening to it live.
She listened to season She's 1 and 2.
Hey, baby, online.
This man's stupid, dude.
Nah, man, it's your funniest.
Areas.
but going back to what we're saying, like, most people work in, you know, like, you're with these people for years on end. If you have a steady job, like, you know, Carl over an accountant, you know, like...
You ain't gonna knock
you like Carl,
door,
right? Like, hey, Carl.
Yeah, like, we don't hang out after work, but you're a good guy.
You go out with everybody or whatever. You know, I don't know your work relationship.
Yeah. we can circle back around to terrorism.
I just assume all work is like office.
to circle back around to terrorism, that's how office terrorism happens. Yeah. Is you go tell Carl or the accountant you fucking his wife.
Office.
No, yeah. like straight then the fuck peeing up. In the coffee and shit. yeah, hey,
right before like, you get it.
That's what you do not do is tell Carl and the accountant that you fucked his wife.
I mean,
two holiday mixes
you'll
ago.
You'll just, hey, Carl, let me holler at you.
like, if I had sex with her when they was married, I'm never going to tell her.
Of course not. But I'm talking about,
I'm talking about funny, man.
Way before, years before.
Man. Everybody know Carl and the accountant don't get laid, so he got married kind of quick. Bro, he had his first date 3 weeks later.
You don't tell everybody everything,
like, shit.
You don't tell everybody. It could be a dude. It could be a dude I see at work every day, and we talk about sports every day. That's all we do, though. So we only familiar on one level. I know we work together and we talk about sports. I'm not about to tell you I used to fuck with your girl. Why?
What if you guys go to a game together?
Shit.
That's different. That's different. Now you building that relationship is past just at work. So like if it's outside of work relationships, I feel like you
should tell them in the first quarter. But
if it's just I just see you at one place, we interact for a little while, and then that's it. Like, it's not no constant interaction between us.
No, I don't have to tell you nothing. No, I ain't gonna say shit.
Right. I don't have to tell you. If all we do, oh, you see the game last night? Oh, hell yeah.
You don't have to.
That shit was crazy. Blah, blah, blah. All right, bro. No.
Keep
I'm
it
not
pushing.
Telling you shit.
Yeah, hey, you got a minute, bro?
No,
hey, man, yeah, LeBron was joking,
you said you was from...
I fucked your bitch the other week, man.
You said you was from so-and-so. No,
bro. I know you and Shireen went on a date the other night, but shit, man, just let you know, man, I bust that down.
Yeah.
Probably two nights before you did, bro.
Now, that was like his first date. If that was his first date, absolutely. Hey, boy, you know, I didn't... You better go ahead and do what you got. Yeah,
that's how you act.
You ain't
hit the first night.
You don't even be like, yo, man.
Nah, bro. You don't even
do that, bro.
Yeah, you hit like, too?
You don't even do that.
Nah, you got some.
You don't include yourself in that, man.
You hit too?
I'm not about to insert my dick
in that. And then that motherfucker be so mad, be like, damn, I ain't hit. This nigga hit. Nope. Then he gonna be like, shit.
He might really like the bitch. Now he just fucked this whole shit.
You let the janitor.
Why the fuck you liking bitches?
Hold on, you let the janitor?
Why you can't
hit?
Why you can't like the bitch?
I can't believe she let
the janitor. Yeah, Sim, he liking bitches.
Nigga, I ain't looking for love.
Nigga out here liking bitches.
Carl and accountant at LexCorp.
This nigga out here liking bitches.
He ain't
bitches,
fuck on the first date.
He can't like the bitch,
but
man.
Tyrone, the janitor at LexCorp hit.
Well, I can't fall in love,
pays to
bro.
Be a super villain henchman.
Nah, he can, dog.
I'm just shooting.
He can't like.
Nah,
you
know,
I'm just shooting.
Out here liking bitches.
Carl, you know where you work at? You work at LexCorp, Carl.
Yeah, definitely playing.
This nigga work at LexCorp.
Definitely out here
hacking all these hoes.
I guess you supposed to tell that nigga if you work at LexCorp. You gotta be, I guess it's, working at LexCorp is the blunt place ever, dog. Like, you just be like, hey man, I fucked your bitch last night.
We got an honesty policy at LexCorp.
Man, tell me everything. Hey bro, you had some lunch? I ate your lunch, man, my bad.
I really don't like this nigga, Carl.
That's a other shit.
Honesty.
Are we on X-Men anyway?
That is funny, dog, because they talk about an honesty policy at work, but you can't really be honest at work.
You can't be honest at work, man.
You cannot be honest at work. You can be far from honest at work,
dog. You supposed to lie all day. Shit. What the fuck you talking about?
Great idea, boss.
Right on it, sir. Yes, that's a great idea. Yep.
Yeah, I was headed to do that right now.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
I had to take a shit for 20 minutes. Motherfucker.
That's stupid. Yeah, like, right after this, I'm going to do that. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Shit.
Like, fuck, man. Nah, man. So, yeah, you can't be honest.
Hold on. So,
fuck. That's terrible. You heard it here first.
I just thought of something. Yesterday, I was at a kid's birthday party, a one-year-old birthday party.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, there's, like, where they're singing happy birthday. They got the kid in the little booster chair, and he's singing. Everybody's singing happy birthday when his cake's out. And I was just kind of, like, taken in the moment. I wasn't singing happy birthday. Then I, like, see that the mom is, like, videotaping everybody. And she's going to, like, look at this many years from now and be like, why the fuck isn't one singing happy birthday to my kid?
Was it just, did you have a smile on your face at least? Did you have a smirk? Were you smirking? You at least got to be smiling. The worst shit would be everybody smiling, singing happy birthday. You just got a straight face.
Like, that's
like you fucking possessed.
I'm assuming I was smiling, but you gotta completely be... just, like, did not sing happy birthday.
All I know...
like, I look up and this camera's like,
that's funny,
like,
bro.
Fuck.
You probably was dangerous.
Bro, all I know is you cannot commit any heinous crime for the rest of your life because they're going to look back on that tape and be like, we knew he was a
that's
sicko.
That's when he snapped right there. That's when he snapped. Look at, that's when he had a psychotic meltdown right there.
Sick.
You can see it in his eyes.
Look at his eyes.
Look at everyone else's faces.
It's a kid's birthday party, for Christ's sake.
Who doesn't sing at a kid's birthday party?
It's ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Everybody's singing happy birthday except...
Yeah, if they don't fuck with you no more, after
staring at the cake, you're just staring at the cake.
Give it a week. They'll probably talk to you because they haven't watched the video. Probably after a week or two, they're going to watch the video and be like, well, I'm not fucking with him no more. Like, he did.
Yeah, you could be the biggest killer in the world.
At my kid's party.
You could be the biggest killer in the world. You got to sing happy birthday.
That's
your kid's party.
That's some straight Seinfeld.
Yeah, I completely forgot.
That sounds like a Seinfeld episode right there, bro. Straight up. This motherfucker not friends with you no more because you ain't singing at the birthday party. They got you on tape.
You don't
even know why. Orin's not singing.
Like, I kind of like, I took an edible.
Then you next time you see him, they don't speak to you or some shit. Like, what? I wonder why they ain't friends with me.
Oh, I'm sure it would like ripple effect. Like, you I'm sure it would just story. Be them. It would be like the other couples. Like,
yep. Then you run into somebody else. Hey, I see so and so. They didn't speak to me. Oh yeah, you didn't sing at the kids' party. Remember?
Yeah, like, asshole.
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
Yeah,
move. Asshole. Now you. Alienated from the whole friend circle because you the dickhead who ain't singing.
Yeah, that's what I'm
talking
about.
That's right. They tagged you on Facebook.
I would like to see his video.
Little did he know he took an edible. Then they could be like, "Well, he's taking drugs at a 1-year-old party." I'm like, I definitely don't want him around our kids.
I could be like a TikTok video.
I went to 1-year-old birthday party. Everybody's drinking. That's the whole reason you're there is for the parents. Like,
oh, the kid was.
I was the only person not drinking.
They don't. Remember.
You survived 1 year.
The kid will never remember.
Salute. But yeah, I realized that. Look, I think there was a point when I realized it, so I just kind of like, happy birthday to you.
The last 4 bars.
I'm telling you like right now, you are a fucking monster if you don't come in here, at least at that last
you
bar.
You got to do the last 4 bars.
I saved grace, like, you know.
You got to.
My client did finish.
Where were you the whole time?
But where was I?
Because there's been a couple times I've been at birthday parties. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm not singing happy birthday.
I usually get in the first part and then drift off to the second part. I don't usually come in late.
This is a 1-year-old birthday party. This is the first time.
But at the end, you definitely catch it.
The 1-year-old party is not for the kid. It's for the parent.
No shit. And I didn't sing happy birthday to the parents. It's fucking first year.
It's their parents' birthday party. It's not the kid.
That's it. They've been parents for a year. The
kid will never remember this shit.
That's exactly what it is. I
remember I was one and we had this party and I smashed the cake in my fucking face.
Oh, he didn't even smash the cake.
I crawled over to the cake. They're not going to remember shit.
He didn't smash cake.
I'll be there soon.
It's for the parents.
That's funny.
My little nigglet turned one soon.
Yeah, that's stupid, man.
Shout out to three, man.
Great. Love the kids,
chewy,
man.
That nigga likes to chew on everything, man. I love my
the
little
joy
dude.
Of life.
Yeah, man. Man, pull out.
You know what I'm saying?
Never.
After you have them. After you have them.
Advocate for them.
Never, Batman.
It's a good segue.
I am anti pull out, man.
Speaking of pull outs, what do you guys think of MLB pulling out the All-Star game? We live in Atlanta, so this is kind of a fucking big deal around here.
That don't surprise me, man.
I'm not surprised about it.
They should have never had the NBA shit here.
Motherfuckers always do the politically correct shit in this politically incorrect time, dog. Motherfuckers is like, yo. Everything's politically incorrect, but everybody wants to be politically correct.
Everybody's fucking dirty, though. I don't know.
Well, meanwhile, they still importing kids from the Dominican Republic to play baseball for undisclosed amounts of money. So, fuck it. Whatever.
What?
And they still won't let none of these Dominican people become owners of Major League Baseball, but they'll pull out because of voter registration. Okay, MLB.
We just got deep. They'll pull out.
Man, fuck these motherfuckers. Like... I'm so tired of that shit. Motherfuckers like, yo, man, what about all these companies backing Black Lives Matter and all? These niggas just doing this shit for the time being.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, yeah, because the pressure on. They know we spend money like a motherfucker. Come on, man. We the most materialistic.
They gonna move
on
next week, man. We gonna talk about something new. Shit. And then they gonna, and then 2 months from now, be like, we ain't gonna do Georgia this year.
Like, niggas weren't about to start rocking Nikes if Nike really did that Nas X shoe. Like, if it was really Nike doing the Nas X shit, niggas was not about to really boycott Nike 100%.
You weren't
about
to be rocking
Reeboks.
You weren't
about to start rocking Reeboks,
nigga,
bro.
Nigga, Nike been putting shoes on fucking gay people, dog. Like,
no,
nothing
I ain't saying
that,
but I'm talking about the devil shoe, 666.
That ain't what Nike.
No, it wasn't. I'm saying if it was, because at first they were saying it was Nike, then it was like, oh no, it's not Nike. They just do replicas of Nike shoes.
Hold on. I remember, like, when I heard this thing, there was like with drops of Nike, even though with blood in each shoe, and I was like, man, you guys used to make shoes in sweatshops. Like, that's what's the difference? Like, you guys have been doing this for fucking years. Like,
yeah, it's been blood in this show. That's what the air is. It's just blood.
Like, this at least was like volunteer blood. They're like, hey, who wants to give up their blood to be in shoes?
That's
like,
dumb as fuck, bro. Anyway, but
But they're getting sued.
Nigga commit a crime and pop your bubble. Like, you going to jail for this shit, not me.
Like, if it's your blood in the fucking jail.
How do you get your DNA? How do you get your DNA?
So we had the DNA.
Like, I was in China at the time. We got your DNA at the crime scene.
Damn. Damn.
I was at work. I work in a shoe factory.
Hold on. That would be a genius way to be a serial killer, though.
What? Put your blood in shoes
all over the world. Now he's like, we found your evidence. You know, we found your blood. They're like, bro, put them in fucking 2 million shoes, man.
Yeah, but then you got 2 million cases, nigga.
Oh. Everybody's not going to kill with your shoes on.
Put your blood in shoes and kill people anyway?
I'm about to put my skeet in a shoe. You hear me,
Puma? Oh, shit. Puma. The clear souls.
The clear souls.
Yeah. Nasty.
The clear souls. So what I'm taking from this is...
I'm about to put a pube hair in each...
If you ever kill somebody,
borrow
your friend's shoes.
Make them like the pony hair trunks, but one strand of hair is pube hair. You gotta pick it out. It's the Easter hair. Niggas would be on Instagram, I found a pube. It's a pair of Air Force Ones with the pube hair, and I got them.
Hold on. You just reminded me of something as well. My friend... who sent me this? I think it was Trent. It was you. It was... there is a barber here in Atlanta... Who will, the exotic barber is her name.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. For $50, you get a cut or fade. Ball treatment, another $50.
Ball trimming?
Ball treatment.
Oh.
Retwist, $50 an hour. Oral, $125 an hour. Cat emoji, $150. Peach emoji, $200.
Cat emoji, peach emoji.
Hey, she
should have just led with that and then just did the haircut.
You did just got your head twisted too.
You could have paid for the cat emoji.
Would you get that kind of barber?
No.
Nigga, I cannot get my hair twisted.
I don't want that. I don't want a haircut and pussy at the same time.
That's too distracting.
You gotta relax.
But hold on. Like,
my line gonna be so fucked up, cuz.
You gotta relax.
I'm gonna have like four dreads.
Wait, you're not gonna get the opportunity to get your poops.
My dreads gonna look like
Do you know how many? You know how many people see a barber a day, bro?
Yeah, she's a barber. She probably sees like 10 a day.
Yeah, who?
It's a hooker.
Who getting the cat emoji and the peach
emoji? But you got a hooker with a haircut.
I'm going to have Stevie Wonder dreadlocks.
I'm cool with just paying for it.
I'd rather
go to the barbershop. Like,
no, we're talking about just going to the hooker. You're getting a hooker here. You're not getting a fucking barber.
Is she doing it wild?
You're getting a hooker who also cuts hair. You're not getting a barber who is also a hooker. It doesn't go like that.
How you says who?
It's an exotic barber. She put exotic first.
Oh.
I guess that would be cool.
So, give me some pussy. Like,
basically, you can either call a hooker and have the hooker, or you can call a hooker and get a haircut.
No, because everybody that had
get a haircut.
Everybody that had an awkward moment, you'd be like, hey, man, your thigh.
So, you want me to pay $50 for a haircut and pay you for
one other time? What were you saying?
Everybody that had an awkward moment when they in the barbershop and motherfucker didn't lean in too close, you'd be like, hey, man, hold on, man. But at least this way, if it's this hot chick that's naked, you'd be like, oh, that's a titty right there.
But you pay.
I paid to suck this titty.
I might just pay. For the haircut. If that's the case, I'll just pay for the haircut, but I ain't about to pay you another $150.
I would definitely like to get a line up and suck some titties.
Put yourself in the mentality of you're a person who gets hookers. You already you've already crossed this threshold. I've never gotten a hooker, but
I mean, why
in
not?
This scenario, I've gotten hookers.
That's
before.
Like asking somebody who drives sports cars, would you ever buy a Lamborghini? Like, nigga, yes, I love it. I love it.
Of course, if you were getting a hooker, would you not get a hooker who also gets a haircut?
Why not?
Exactly.
If I'm into hookers, I might as well get the Swiss Army knife of hookers.
I think if I was a hooker, I'd get a hooker made. A hooker barber, and you know, like.
I mean, I guess you gotta do that.
I'm sure there's like a doorstop hooker bring, like, you know.
A doorstop. Groceries. Oh, and. Huh?
Bring like some groceries.
So what?
Groceries.
These motherfuckers are laughing too.
For 3 days, dog. Because y'all ain't paying attention. Y'all motherfuckers in y'all own zone.
We talk about the same shit.
Yeah, we talk about the same shit, dog. I said, I'm gonna get a shape up every 3 days.
But you gotta pay $50 every time.
Yeah, every 3 days. No more George Clooney for me. Goddamn. 5 o'clock shadow. Shit. As soon as I get a little stubble, yeah, then.
Oh,
I think I need a lineup.
Shit, boy,
you get a little nipple with a lineup.
She said peach emoji, $200.
That's booty hole.
You might as well just.
Thank you, Trent.
She said the penny emoji, the little penny emoji.
Oh, shit. Because she did Cat before that. So Cat is Cat, and then the peach is booty
hole. It had to be ass.
Yeah. The peach is actually booty hole.
So I want to know, is it like $150? And then if I put it in the booty hole, it's another $200? Or is it just an extra $50?
No, that's a different. You're going into a different zone, bro. That's like.
You're going into a
different zone, bro.
I don't know.
Yeah, you traveling at that point. Like, you got to buy
another plane.
Yeah, you
start off with
ticket.
The base price.
You got to buy a whole other flight. You got to buy a whole other flight to go there, bro.
Yeah, this ain't all inclusive. I'm pretty sure they probably get an all inclusive.
You could probably do the all inclusive negotiation.
Like meet in the middle.
Yeah, you get all three for about,
yeah,
let's
meet in the middle. I want a haircut, butt, and. Well, she ain't put that price.
All inclusive.
Around the world. She ain't
get the bundle price.
The round trip.
Say around the world.
That's called the round trip.
Around the world.
I want the bundle.
Yeah, I want the bundle. Can you package that?
Comcast, we call all we talk about. You want to subscribe to our
What if it's the best head you've ever gotten in your life? But you have, like, let's say you call this person, you have to get a haircut, and then if you choose to do afterwards.
A free trial?
Best blowjob you've ever gotten in your life, but it's a horrible haircut.
Then I'm not getting my haircut.
You don't want that blowjob again?
It's a free trial.
Why don't we just eliminate the haircut altogether?
You got to get the haircut.
You got to get the
haircut. You can't break her confidence if you give a shitty haircut.
She get a shape up. Give me a shape up.
It's a free trial. You give her your email address, you get a free trial.
She was excited about the free trial. They said, a free trial?
I heard y'all got a Groupon.
I'm in.
A free trial.
I heard you got a Groupon for a cut.
Bro, that is Groupon prices.
Cat emoji and a peach emoji.
$150 to fuck her? Like, I paid more for massages.
That's what you she didn't say that. For. She didn't say to fuck her. She just said
cat emoji. Cat emoji, $150. What the fuck does that mean?
What if she just texts you a cat emoji? That's $50.
I don't know.
We're going to get that. Exotic Barber, if we get you a fuck ton of business, we want some commission on this.
You shouldn't even.
High class dirt bikes.
That's a fact.
She said Apple Pay, Google Pay, and Samsung Pay.
Yeah, if they're going to sponsor us and shit.
But yeah, it literally says menu.
I got my lineup now. I ain't going to shout.
Oh, you really
shout
out
to Lomax, man. He lined my
shit. Shut up my phone. I need a haircut.
That's funny as fuck.
You guys not seen this? Like,
yeah, it's a real ad, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, $150 and people for massages.
Wow, why don't free trials work in real life?
I'm about to start
just walking around with a blank card with just my email address on it. Like, yeah, this is for the free trial.
Promo code for that.
Like, no, y'all need to say that real, promo code. You walking up. I thought this was a barbershop. It is, honey.
I ain't just paying off the rip. Like you said, what if she come in a haircut whack? Well, what if you pay that in a pussy whack?
How do we get here?
Then what?
$150? I don't think it's going to be
that
great.
You ain't getting no refunds.
Nah, $150.
You know what's so crazy, though?
It depends on how many clients you got.
No, but look. I mean, you think about like.
Barber's got a lot
you
got to
schedule
bro.
That shit at 7 a.m., bro.
Nigga, you want to be the first one there.
But you think about like the entertainer barbers and shit. They get like $150, $200 something just for a haircut.
Just for a haircut.
You don't want to be the nigga
after the lunch rush.
You don't want to that. You want to get your hair cut early as possible.
He said the lunch rush
on the Tuesday, nigga.
The back to school
on the Tuesday. Yeah,
no, I gotta come in the morning.
You gotta see me on Tuesday.
That's what though. When I go get my hair cut, dog, I should be like 6:30, 7:30 in the morning.
You gotta cut me Tuesday.
I'll be tired as fuck.
I'll be the first motherfucker in there.
I'll be crack tired as a motherfucker. Hey, like
what time you opening the
fall
show?
Asleep in that motherfucker.
So I would definitely have to
be the first appointment.
Yeah.
I ain't coming at 2:00. I'm not coming at 4:00. Nope.
You walk into the barbershop and just packed. Yeah. Like, man,
just mad niggas sitting in the chair and shit. Motherfuckers arguing and shit. Shooting dice, waiting.
Your barber getting phone calls. Your barber getting phone calls. Like, yeah, what's good? Oh, hold on. Let me Google that shit real quick.
Whenever you go, you got to ask niggas what they getting.
You got to ask niggas what they getting to know how long you going to be there.
Hey, what you getting, bro? I'm just getting the shape up. Just the shape up? Or are you getting the cat emoji? Oh, no, I'm just getting the shape up.
You better go before me. You gotta go before me. I'm getting around the world.
I'm trying to skip. I'm going to be here for a while, brother.
I'm going over.
Why don't y'all go ahead and Uber eat some food? Yeah. Hope ain't nobody got nowhere to go. I'm getting the round trip, my nigga.
All I'm imagining right now is like you and like somebody else pulling into the parking lot at the same time.
Look at each other. The clock
is nigga that left his phone in the car. Like, fuck it, I gotta get him this bitch first.
I got tears.
Y'all make eye contact. Like,
oh shit.
That nigga, he's like, I knew I shouldn't have parked backwards. I should have just pulled into the spot.
Race to the door.
Nigga, speed walking out the door. Like,
no shit. She can't possibly take walk-ins. There's no way she can take walk-ins.
Like, nigga, I have my schedule.
How many you got? You can get me and my son?
Me and my son.
Just real quick. Be done. Matter of fact, nah, you ain't got to give me. Just give my son real quick.
He getting the emojis. I just want the cut.
Nah, man.
Like him.
Nah, she cheating.
Come on,
dog.
She cheating.
Fuck
up.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, you can't date no girl that's an erotic barber.
Erotic barber? Fuck no, man.
Would she be so tired when she get home?
Yo, no, and you don't know what she tired from.
You know what she tired.
Here's the thing. Hold on.
Barbers be tired in general. They be on their feet all day.
But you know what an erotic barber tired from.
Erotic barber. Like, what you been, like, how many cuts you had today? How many heads you actually cut, bitch?
Because you know how many niggas gonna discover that and be like, I ain't lying to my girl. I'm going to the barbershop to get a haircut. They ain't lying to your girl.
No, you going to the barbershop.
You're trimming some trim.
Yo, this is just like last week's episode. Remember the burger place that would do office supplies?
Yeah.
Like, you can just do the same thing with this. Like, you can put this on and got a haircut.
Yeah, it's a barbershop.
Light it off.
For those who don't know, there's a burger spot that has like
office supplies is their name is the names of the menus on. I mean, the food items on the menu.
Yeah, it was in prior episode.
It's so like a double cheeseburger is a fucking chalkboard. Yeah,
or a stapler.
You can do that.
Like, look, baby, look at the credit card. I went to the barbershop.
The stapler.
Yeah, I went to the barbershop. Oh, you got the extra trim? Like,
I got my beard conditioned and all.
So, Orin, you actually went to the barbershop 7 times last month?
In 4 weeks? I was giving the homeless haircuts, baby.
You gotta keep it fresh.
Yeah, I would get my pubes all trimmed up nice.
Oh, shit.
Like, I can't.
Make it look like a diamond.
You can't try to fuck no chick that'll shave your pubes for you. Like, thanks. You're doing maintenance for me, baby. Thank you. Now let's be serious.
What you like holding to the side?
Yeah, that's nah, like man. A woman sleeping with the landscaper.
Yeah, bro. Like, you can't do that, bro. I wouldn't date no erotic barber. But
who's saying anything about dating?
Yeah, I was. Anybody?
Definitely not dating one.
I don't even know if I would even book one.
I don't even know if I date an actual like
wouldn't book one.
Think of it, especially if that motherfucker busy all the time.
Let me say it, like I gotta go 6 in the morning. First
I ain't
one.
Booking one either.
First not even that, because what if the motherfucker? Ain't
I don't know. I don't think they're
11 at night.
Hold on, here's the thing. I don't think she's good at either or. Otherwise, she'd be only one thing. You know what I mean?
Nah, maybe she's good at both. And it decided to.
I think you're good at one, and you stay with
it's
it.
It's called capitalism, my friend. Capitalism. That's how capitalism works.
No, but hold on. I'm not. You don't call somebody over to like fix your fucking plumbing, and then they're like, "Oh, I'm also a good chef." Like
you call a handyman,
you let a plumber cook for you, bro. You got bigger problems than that. You
get a fucked up haircut.
You let a plumber cook for you. He fuck with shit all day, and you gonna let him cook your omelet, nigga.
Well, you're letting somebody who fucking you know. Gives up the peach emoji to look like.
I'm surprised y'all saying that because as talented as
they work,
as diverse as the film business is, we motherfuckers do be having the most mundane jobs sometimes, and you be like, "Damn, nigga!" Like I done met motherfuckers be like, "Oh yeah, man, I'm a I used to be on Broadway," but like, "Nigga, what? Like, nigga, what the fuck are you doing here with me, though?"
No, but think about
so just because a motherfucker do plumbing don't mean he can't.
But think about a nigga that's fucking with toilets all day and shit.
But look, think about calling the police there because she actually fucked your haircut up. We'll give you a refund, and you like, "Yo, I want a refund. Look at my hair." He don't know what else you did in there.
I'm paying for the peach emoji. I don't want to pay for the haircut.
Look at my shit. I need my money back. I want a refund.
I think you got a legit beef. You can take the record on that one.
Yeah, she gave me a terrible haircut.
The police probably like,
would you go tell her we was fucking to?
This give me 20 back. This give me 20 back.
Okay, here. Gift card for one free haircut.
But do you go back the next time?
Yes.
You got a constant fucked up haircut.
Don't touch my hair at the time. Don't touch my hair. I got it.
Like, fuck it, dog.
You go to her for a haircut, then go to a real barbershop afterwards.
Nah, man.
Oh, God. Okay.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Oh, that is funny, y'all motherfuckers bro.
Well, we talked about a lot of random shit today.
Man, too random. Man.
The exotic barber. Oh, my.
Exotic barber.
Nah, I'm going to say that's an...
What other that's exotic
barber? That's enough for me, dog. I'm good on the exotic barber. I'm good on all that. But it's been good, man.
Exotic nanny. Exotic...
Your girl will kill you. Unless it's a nigga named Tyrone that's an exotic nanny. Like, y'all, this nigga.
Now you mad.
Let's
kill this nigga Tyrone.
Like, you gotta kill a nigga that's an act of terrorism. Uh-huh.
Shout out to DMX one more time, man.
Nah, man, for real, man. Praise to DMX and his family,
definitely,
man.
Definitely.
Hey, man, rest up. Get some.
You get out of the hospital. You know what I'm
saying? Come holler at us.
We always invited to be on our show.
Yeah, even if you don't want to directly be on the show.
You ain't even got to say nothing, bro. Just you can be in the back recording.
We'll still podcast through it. Yeah, bless up, man.
Word up.
They don't know.
That's a no for me, dog.
Oh,
this nigga.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
And as always, it's your boy Olansky. Three eyes on Instagram. Two eyes.
Instagram. That's the new app.
In person.
Sponsored by Instagram.
On paper. You dig?
You already know, boy. JR. Bloody J on IG. Holla at your boy.
Bloody J.
Flynn Speed 36, motherfuckers.
Drew Lucky on Instagram.
We got too high today.
Nah, man, I got fucking
I was laughing the fuck out of y'all. Y'all nigga crazy as hell, man.
I got a button.
I swear.
I got some goddamn chips, man. This shit got me high as hell.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Nigga forgot about the chip.
Yeah, I'm